Blog Talk Radio.
She has a show here on Block Talk Radio, too. I think it's called Psychic Medium Shauna Lee. Is that right, Shauna?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and you've worked with, well, actually, you're a psychic medium. You're a yogi. How do you pronounce that? Is that yoga? Yogi.
Yogi, yes.
Okay, yeah, you're yogi in training. Okay.
Yes.
Your passion is for spirit and inspiring others. So I guess your quest started in 2000? Or would you say it started before then?
I believe that our quest always starts at the very beginning, you know, but definitely I would say that around 2000 is when the work, when everything began to manifest as more of me doing the work in public. So that was when things really began to form and to shape. And when that happened, it happened very quickly. And it definitely... It led me in a direction that I actually never thought that I would end up going. So, yeah, I definitely didn't, you know, say as a child, "Ooh, I'm going to be a psychic medium." I definitely had different dreams and that, but it kind of came upon me. So that was part of the plan.
Well, I was just curious because I know what you mean, because I mean I've actually done the same thing when I was younger. I was actually a singer for 15 years and. Then there was other things that come in between, so, you know, there was actually certain goals that I was going toward. And then things had a tendency to change, and then I guess it was one of those things of, did you ever have a trauma in your past that kind of brought things to the forefront? What I mean by that is, when I was 10 years old, I drowned. So I was like 20 minutes down the water, a lot of things happened. I guess it was my first body-out experience, so it was, I guess you would say it. I'm not sure how to put it anymore because it's not the idea. I acquired my gifts, and I think it was the idea of awareness. Have you ever had anything like that happen to you as well?
Yeah, actually, interestingly enough, like when I was about 15, before that, I was always having very strong psychic dreams, and I was very much a dreamer, and I would have very strong visions in my dreams. I didn't know what they meant at the time, but I have about 10 dream journals, and that was before anybody told me to use a dream journal. I guess I just sort of intuitively knew I better write these down. They're just too strange. Mm-hmm. They're too weird, and I wouldn't have called them psychic dreams either. I would have just thought, oh, wow, that was a neat dream. That was an interesting dream,
right.
And so I think that I got more enjoyment from the dream world than I did really from reality, because it was just much more colorful and more interesting. But at 15, I had a very strong clairvoyant image of my mom in a car accident, and I had a very strong knowingness with that as well. And what was, you know, turned out to be a very strange scenario that led my mom and I down a very karmic path for many years. And it began with her friend on her friend's farm, and we had gone there for the weekend to visit. And, of course, having this knowingness that this was coming, I was absolutely terrified, and I didn't even know how this was going to happen, when it was going to happen. And so I really just went along with the weekend trying to do my best to focus and mm-hmm. to enjoy the time that we were having. But I knew it was coming. And on about the third day, the last day actually, we were leaving on the Monday morning, and it was a Sunday night, and it was around 5 o'clock, and it actually happened with her friend's tractor, and mm-hmm. it was definitely one of those scenes from a movie where I find myself screaming at the top of my lungs watching my mom be run over, and it was considered to be an accident, and it definitely mm-hmm. was an accident. I mean, her friend thought she was my mom was on the front tire, but her friend actually thought that the clutch wasn't in gear. Mm-hmm. So she let out the clutch, and she thought that that wasn't in gear, and it popped forward. And of course, my mom was on the tire, so she ended up falling and underneath, and her friend ended up running her over. And I remember from that moment on. You know, they talk sometimes in like psychotherapy and things like this as like a schism mm-hmm. in your mind. And I think right. there was almost a division, and there was two parts of me that sort of formed. And the one was, which I was very aware of, was a very, an observer of observing exactly what was happening, knowing that it was going to happen, but not knowing how, but not being worried about it, which is very, very peculiar. Then the other side of me was absolutely panicked, adrenaline running, you know, the whole nine yards, and very, very concerned about my mom and that she was going to die. So it was a really intense scenario, and after that point, I decided not only did I not want to know anything, mm-hmm. but I didn't want my mom to die. So I pretty much felt, in a way, like I had this huge responsibility now, and somehow I had to come to terms with it. So it was a lot for a 15-year-old to handle.
Yeah. When I was sitting reading your bio, Arthur, was it Finley College?
Yes, Arthur Finley College in Stansted, England.
Yeah. Well, I know where it's at. I've always been fascinated because I've always wanted to go there. So I was just curious about your insights of the place itself.
Oh, Arthur Finley is one of the most beautiful places I've been energetically. Mm-hmm. I really, it was very synchronistic how I got to go, and the first time that I went, the energy in the college itself is, I mean, it's from, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, and you mm-hmm. know, just the different things that have gone on there on the grounds with the juniper trees and you know, it's absolutely amazing, the healing energy and the beauty, and there's the most beautiful birds and flowers, and it's just a very magical place. And of course the courses are always very intense, and Tony mm-hmm. Stockwell's week, which I tend to go on, mm-hmm. although I do study with other people there and they're absolutely brilliant, but I go on his week because of course I love his work, and I love the fact that we get pushed really hard. So, you know, we usually do about 7 days, and it's mm-hmm. about just completely stepping out of the box and out of the comfort zone. So the hours are like 10-hour days, and it's go, 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 and it's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun as well.
Right. No, I was studying John Holland for a while, especially when I started becoming more of a medium. I was trying to get some information on stay with other procedures or techniques or whatever to go through, or I would make sure I was doing it right, I guess, because I've always been doing those things for so long, and this and that and the other, and that was one of those things, as in, you probably discovered when you're doing this kind of work, you discover other gifts along the way.
That's
right. So I was sitting there going over the whole thing, and I was, for some reason, I had this fascination to go there because of people describing it and just the things about it, and John Holland, way wrote it in his book. So I was just curious about that whole place, because I've heard so many things, too. Every time I think about the place, I always think about Harry Potter. So.
Yes, it is. It does. I mean, we do feel like big kids when we're there. It's. I mean, although the work is really intense, you know. So it's like they're definitely not treating you like that. But it is as far as you want to go. Really, it's as far as you want to push it. But it's absolutely like it's a school for, you know, adults who have that real curiosity and excitement, and the friends that you meet and the people. I mean, that's just such a huge part of it. I have some friends that are going to be lifetime friends, and they're absolutely amazing, and we have a blast. So I feel really grateful that I'm able to go there, and it's a lot of fun.
So you create some really strong bonds, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
And no, I'm sorry, I was just kind of distracted for a minute, because I just keep the idea of the connection between you and that place itself. I mean, things come to me. It just says you've been there many, many times, many, many lifetimes in that area, that situation, the land. I get to, I mean, seriously, my focus, I was like, she's filmed that at one time, and it was like very intense. So you can take that to bank. You got anything else to say about that?
Yeah, it's an amazing place, and I think that anybody who just even wants to have a spiritual experience and explore their gifts in a safe environment and a place where they're really going to be, where they'll also have some time to themselves and to walk through the gardens and to meditate in the Peace Garden and to enjoy the flowers. I think it's good for anyone, any spiritual, anybody who really wants to enhance their spiritual journey would have an awesome time there. And it's like you're like a kid in a candy store. There's, I mean, a million, like a course almost every week at Arthur Findlay. So anything that you're interested in, I believe they have quite a few courses in every different area.
Right. No, I'm just saying, I feel like you've had many lifetimes there. I mean, when you were there yourself, do you feel like that, any kind of deja vu moment?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I definitely felt a real kinship with it, and I felt like England itself, and you know, the college as well, but England itself, I know that I have very strong roots there, and I do have some family there as well. But yeah, definitely, I agree that I must have, it must be from other lifetimes as well. And, you know, I'm just, yeah, when I go there, I'm always very open to every experience that I have and learning something new energetically about my past and my history, so.
Yeah, so, no, I was just saying, I was sitting there going, okay, she's got at least 11 lifetimes there, and I got the impression of owning land east of there.
Oh, well, I like that. Was it a big estate home that I owned?
Well, I get the impression you were not royalty per se, but you were definitely connected to royalty. So.
Oh, very interesting. Well, I mean, you never know. I'm good. This time I've taken some extra time when I'm in England in April, so I will be exploring England a lot more. So I'll have to see what comes up around that.
Yeah. No, I was sort of looking at my... my to-do list. I have like 101 things so far. And the biggest thing is to go to that college and to actually go to London, England. So I was like, hey, this is kind of get a little bit of insight to the whole thing, because I've never been to these places, but for some reason, I really sure am pulled to these places. So definitely want to experience this someday, which I actually feel like any day now. So
yeah.
We're keeping our minds open. Positive thinking. Move.
But that's right.
I think the reason I've been a traveler for so long is because I have been to all these places are kind of resonating with me because of past lives. They must have been good experiences, like you want to go back there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've ever been to Colorado, I lived in a place called Manitou Springs, and it just seemed like everything I did happened. I mean, I would have these miracle moments where I would just say, I'd love to have 10 bucks right now, and then I would go out and take a walk, find quarters, and when I get home, I count the quarters up and go, oh, I have 10 bucks. So it was to me, it was almost like you're talking about the places you were at. They're very magical. Where it was
I completely agree. That we definitely resonate with certain places, and they are almost like we can do no wrong in that place. And Sedona, Arizona was a place that I really resonated with.
Because I started telling people, I said, what's the actions of things that happen around you as well as people? Because if you're meant to be in a place and meant to do what you're doing, there'll be signs exactly of that. And I was in Manitou Springs. I had a couple shops. And it seemed like there was always, and I don't know if you ever found this, which I find very disappointing with the with metaphysics and working in this kind of field, that you actually have people who will lash out at you and because of jealousy or whatever it is. It just makes me wonder about what they're actually telling everybody and what, because their life is not reflecting it. And I had so many people, and what I'm saying is, I'll get to the point, was being there, many people would set out rumors about me, and then it was amazing to watch things play themselves out, and they would not be there no more. They would either close, lose their business, or something about the whole thing. And I was sitting there going, everybody's like, what do you think about that? I'm like, you think it's going to hurt me? Like, you know, it's like a psychic thing? I said, no. That was an individual thing. They did something that brought that karma back really quickly. And I remember telling my friend, I said, all I said was, whatever they're doing to me, to hurt me, will go back on them tenfold. And I said, basically, if you look at the situation and how manifestations work, it just proved it to you right there. You know, the law of attraction says you will attract, like will attract like. I can't presume that doesn't sound right. Like attracts like. And I said, look, watch what happened. They attracted something that actually brought them down, which was something they were, that was them. So it was definitely a reflection. I said, you see, I'm still here. I'm still prospering and things are going great and everything like that, because all I keep going is focusing on positive. But I've also accepted it too and said, I'm supposed to be here. So I don't have to worry about it. I don't believe in competition. I'm here for a reason. This is my position. So therefore, by making that assumption, I can actually focus and give 100% to my client. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. No, I completely. When I talk about, and I put that in my biography, the yogi in training, you know, it's because the yogi lifestyle is about meditation, and it's about allowing your life to reflect your meditation, and it's about right action. And really, in my heart of hearts, I genuinely want everyone, you know, people to succeed and for people to discover their inner resources and the beauty of their true selves. And some people, they choose not to do that, but the way I like to think of it is, it's really none of my business. As long as I'm doing what the right action that I should be doing, and also at the same time, you know, sending out the love even towards them, even though I don't really have, I don't choose to, you know, necessarily work with those types of people, I still will sometimes have them in the back of my head, you know, sending them the best wishes, because I'm hoping that they get to experience, you know, happiness and peace just like all of us deserve. And I definitely feel like at the end of the day, you know, it is karma. Definitely your actions, you do reap what you sow. And what I think is just so important is that, you know, it's not only about recognizing that, okay, if you do something to hurt someone, it's going to come back on you tenfold, but it's also about just absolutely accepting, you know, how treasured you are and how wonderful and amazing you are. I think it's pretty easy for us to accept that, you know, we've got lower parts to us. We've got a shadow. We've got various parts to us we don't like. But I think it's even harder to recognize the divinity that is within us. And therefore, it's harder for us to actually allow other people to reflect that to us as well. So I think that something that I'm always encouraging, like people in my classes and things like that, to do is to discover their own divinity and then allow other people to reflect that back to them as well. But at the same time, having discernment so that they themselves don't get into a position where they've been, where they're being, you know, abused or anything like that.
Yeah, I was sitting there focusing on something for a second. I was looking in the chat room and someone was talking about the echo.
Oh, they can hear it.
Yeah, I was sitting there going, this is kind of weird. I don't know why. It comes and goes, so it's all worked together. I have to deal with it too, so guys. I'm sorry. We're all working here, so work together on this whole thing. No, I was just very, very, very impressed with I guess you'd say the energy that you get from you, that you really focus on people, and you do try to give 100% to your clients. I thought that was amazing.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, no, it's my joy. It's my joy. I absolutely love spirit, and it's my joy. I love people, and I think we're all here. We're all in it together. So it's like, you know, let's help each other out, and at the same time, let's not be afraid to shine, you know? Let's not be afraid to really let our light be seen and mm-hmm. do our best to support each other as we all flourish in, you know, our purpose, but just in ourselves, you know? At the end of the day, you could go home and you've been this amazing professional person and you've given your clients 110%, and you've done everything you can do, and you get home, and then you yell at your husband, you throw your, you know, you get mad at your kids, and, you know, the dog gets pulled by the ear. And you have to look at yourself at the end of the day and go, ooh, geez, you know, I may have given my clients everything, but I certainly didn't give that to my family. So that, to me, is part of the balance, and yeah. I feel that's just as important.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I've seen people that are really strong relationships, balanced, everything else. It seems to reflect throughout their whole life. So,
I wasn't trying to sit there and say just particular psychics I've actually worked with who just are so fixated on being jealous and that kind of thing, or someone has something they don't have. I've seen it in other parts of other careers as well. I'm just saying, I feel like in this situation, what we're striving to do is just that. So, like you said, the reflection. I just was wondering that, because I actually talked to a couple, and they're like, I don't know why I'm not more successful than I am, or certain things are just not going on. And I'm like, have you heard yourself talking? And I said, when you lash out to somebody because you think they're invading your space, not realizing that. I was trying to tell my friend today, I was like, think about it. Okay, guys, in this world, we own nothing. We all talk about, well, we work and we get this and we do this and the other. But everything comes from source, so therefore it's a gift, even down to the point of having the job and the money you get. And I just thought it was amazing that some people don't get that, what they want to say, well, that my job, my money, my career, when it's basically being put in a position to of service. It doesn't matter what kind of service it is, but to be really appreciative just to be here, to be able to be in that position, and being grateful. The point where it doesn't work, it doesn't worry you anymore. You know that, so you give it. Unconditional, I was always told yesterday, unconditional love. I mean, the angel of unconditional love and freedom was the ideal that once you put yourself in the position of unconditionally loving everyone, no matter what, and everything, there's a sense of freedom in that, so you don't feel that someone's taking something from you, or you don't have a feeling of judging them. So I just think sometimes the situation people lose track of it all, and I don't know what to do. Because you probably had people ask this question too: what can I do to get through to this person so they will respect me? When you know for a fact that what it is, it's more self-respect.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to you?
Oh yeah, completely. You know, something that's interesting, and I myself have been through. I've definitely had people. I mean, before I was actually working and as a psychic and doing this, I was in the acting field, and I still do film, and there's some stuff in the works around the work that I do, but so what I'm saying is that they're quite similar in a lot of ways, and there's a lot of a lot of the same things that happen in regular mm-hmm. jobs with jealousy and people having, you know, pretension and people putting a certain front across. It is extremely common. You know, something that I'll say to a lot of my clients, and again in my classes, I'll say, well, just because, you know, you're psychic doesn't mean you're spiritual. And and yet what's interesting is that, you know, because there are psychics, and I've been to them in the past myself, and they're at a wonderful place within themselves, and I get so much, you know, I would get so much in my early 20s from, you know, whatever they had to say, what the inspiration and what they were receiving, and it would be absolutely nurturing for what I needed. And then there'd mm-hmm. be some others I'd go and see, and I'd say, well, I walked out of there feeling like almost like something was taken away from me and as a person, and we're very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Psychics are very, very sensitive people, so we're mm-hmm. what's happening is that we're actually picking up all the different energy that's coming, you know, so if other practitioners were picking up their energy, we know, you know, we're all sort of setting each other out. And what I myself have chosen to do quite a long time ago was to focus on how am I developing, And how am I being as a person, regardless of what that person is doing? And that's why I said it's the most important thing to me to absolutely do my job. That's all I'm here to do, is to absolutely reflect the divine to the amount that I can as I'm working on myself and as the meditation and spirit works with me. But to just really let myself be myself, do what I do. People who are attracted to me, people who feel pulled to me, people who are referred to me, they will all come, and I won't have to compete for anything, and I never have. I have never had to compete for anything. So I think that, you know, it takes faith. It takes faith, and that is what is required of us as psychics. We have to practice what we preach, and I wouldn't expect any less from myself or from any psychics that any of your listeners go and see. You know, mm-hmm. If you really want to take advice from someone, how are they themselves using it in their own life? And, of course, we're all mm-hmm. limited to what we can do, and sometimes our advice supersedes what we ourselves can do. But we should be very much in line with our philosophies.
Okay. No, I agree. I mean, only I would say is I think we're limited at that point in our advancement, I guess you'd say.
Totally.
But I think we can get to those points, because that's what I mean. I'll be totally honest. You've probably been there yourself too. You can actually look at those people and look back on your own life and say, "Why was there one?"
Definitely.
You going through evolving.
That's right.
And this one, for some reason, this one guy sticks in my freaking mind, because he sits there and he looked at me and he's doing a reading for me, and he was just so, I don't know, angry. I don't know what was going on in his life, and really I couldn't pick up because he was so angry I couldn't read through that negativity. But I got a reading from this guy, which was very insightful. But he just kind of looked at me and said, "You are a very, 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 very old soul." I said, "Yeah, I've been around before time began." I don't know why I say that, but I feel that. I go with that. And he was like, "Well, how do you deal with these humans?" I said, "Did you ever think maybe I've been around for so long that I've actually evolved where I can deal with that?" There are some impurities and that kind of stuff, but it's also the idea of loving unconditionally. I think it had a lot to do with it, when you look at people and say, everybody's on their own little evolutional path here, spirituality, whatever they're doing, they're on their own path, so therefore, for me to sit there and judge that is basically butting into their business, and maybe keeping them from what they need to be focused on. So that's the thing. I mean, I've actually referred that to, I mean, maybe I don't know if that's a good thing or not, to sit there and say, okay, these humans are driving me nuts. But it's basically to classify and tell everybody what I mean by that is there are people who are more human, who really want to focus on being human than focusing on their spirituality. So that's what I mean. It's like, I mean, this guy here, I just felt like, in some ways, my opinion, from what I picked up from him, he should take a break from reading and get his life squared away. Because there was a lot of people I felt like he probably would have been a whole lot more successful. But people were kind of pushed away because of that negativity. And that simple anger, and they were looking for comfort, and you maybe get away from their own anger. There he is, sitting there looking at him going, ugh. That's what he said to me. I mean, next time I was sitting there and tried to feed into him, he was just kind of ugging me out, and I was sitting there going, you got some beautiful cards, you got a very beautiful person. I'm just hoping that one day you do that as well. And I think when we cross paths, you might think some way of reflection as you're saying. And I think there's nothing wrong with this to say, I think I was brought into that person for a reason, maybe for that realization. Maybe it didn't happen that day. I got a funny feeling down the road, something struck in him that here I am, a very old soul, but still being able to deal with things and look at everything in a positive mode. I'm trying to think here, just freaking echoing. I was going back in my head, going, okay. I got a thought, and it's like the echo bounces it out of my head. So, what was I going to do? With the situation of being psychic and stuff, I was just curious, but how do you deal with people who do come up to you? And I've had some, I'll give you an example real quick, okay? I was living next door to somebody who I thought I knew, I thought he was my friend. But as soon as he found out what I did for a living, his whole attitude changed. I mean, this man went to extremes to call his pity on me, please, anything he could to keep me from doing what I was going to do. I was doing anyway. But have you ever had that kind of experience where someone's just so dead on I'm right here, and therefore you need to stop what you're doing.
Wow, well, that's quite a strong situation. I mean, that you went through, and it's so mind-boggling with the day and age that we're in, that we're in some ways that we're still growing so that much, you know. But at the same time, it's not a judgment against that gentleman, but it is just it's mind-boggling to me. So, I've definitely had persecution in very intimate situations that have been, you know, that have been very hard for me to understand. And it's been, but it's been not necessarily with people who, you know, don't know me, but even people who know me, which can be a bit harder sometimes because you think, oh my goodness, like you know me, you know. But it's, what I really understand is that people are afraid of what they people don't, you know, some people don't like to sleep in the dark, you know, they like the light on. Some people, you know, don't care, and, you know, they go to sleep and they're, you know, it's just like they don't remember anything that happens, and they wake up and they just live their day. And and so everybody is at a certain point of evolution, and it can be quite hard if I focus on, you know, if I'm what I have found is, I'll give you an example, is that you know, we were traveling in the States it last summer, and there was a gentleman, actually, it was quite a neat scenario. Spirit really took care of us because we had rented an RV and we had a problem with it, and it was really bizarre. And we were coming out of the Okanagan or the Oregon vortex when it happened. It was actually very bizarre. But the tow truck driver who came, he was a really tall, like blonde, looked like Archangel Michael. It was really bizarre. He was super sweet, super friendly, and from the second I got in the car, and my partner and daughter, I knew this man is a very strong Christian, and you know, we started talking a bit, and it started to sort of come out, and you know, he said, "What are your beliefs?" And I just said, "Well, Jesus is the Lord," and he said, "That's right," and it was like he just glowed from ear to ear. Now I don't disagree with that. I do completely. I love Christ. I mean, and I love Jesus. So I have no issue with saying that. But I kind of felt in that moment that there would be nothing gained from me telling him more about like what I believe and what my ideas were. I actually felt the friendship was more important to me at that time because I was really enjoying him, getting to know him, and his sense of humor was awesome. So I didn't say anything, and of course we left, and at the end, you know, everything worked out great. But you know, I said to my partner, I said, you know why I did that? And he said, oh yeah, you know, I totally understood, because it would have been a totally different cab ride. There would have been tension, you know. He would have been thinking, okay, I'm going to try to convert her. And because he was very much very passionate about his beliefs, so there are times like that where I'll take a step back, and then there are times where I've just said, "Yes, this is what I do." And this one woman said, "Well, you're going to burn in hell," and I said, "Well, that's okay. You know, it's going to be a little bit warm, but I like hot temperatures."
Right.
You know, so I'm okay with that. And so I've just gone to the point where I'm like, you know, none of us have it all figured out, so I can't even sit there and preach I've got it all figured out. I can just be as I am. And but anybody who, you know, I do draw the line. If somebody is going to come and try to, you know, tear down, you know, my family or go after my reputation in a way that is that, you know, I wouldn't even let someone come into my business and take over. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, because I mean, the same situation with what I did was, I was trying to tell my ex-fiance at the time, like, she's like, well, the guy is, like, you know, threatening and that kind of stuff. What are you going to do about it? And I said, what is there to do about it? He has his opinion, I have mine. So he's going to, it doesn't matter what I do, he's not going to give up on that, on his perception, because that's what he believes.
That's
so
right.
I said, and we were talking about this yesterday, when we were talking about the angel of unconditional love and freedom, is the ideal of the situation that you're focusing on is just basically a manifestation of some thinking that you had before. And I was even taking a look at myself and saying, okay, what do I see in this person? Because we were interacting, so there had to be some kind of reflection going on there. And at the time with my ex-fiance, I wasn't really being myself. So people were attacking me when normally I have two people I talk to on the show and everything like that that are just open and giving, and that's the difference. There was something about me that I wasn't comfortable with.
Yeah.
Attracted somebody else who wasn't comfortable with me as well, which brought a lot of things out at that time, which made a lot of sense, and so I let it go. But there have been situations where I had my shop in Colorado where it was constantly, we had a church right behind us, and it was just like, whoa, debates all the time. And I told a friend of mine, I said, this is how you deal with debates. All you need to do is sit down, and if they want you to, if they ask you your beliefs, then tell them your beliefs. But there's no reason to yell and scream. I said, my philosophy is, you guys are all talking about Jesus. And I said, I've read the book too, and I read the Bible. And I said, it's amazing, the Bible, Jesus didn't have no Bible. He just spoke the truth, and people listened. I said, won't everybody try to do the same thing? Just be truthful with yourself. True, you know, to thyself be true, and put that out there. And I guarantee you'll attract all the people that you need and would definitely rather associate with. But at the same time, the people you don't want to associate with will see something about you that will open up to them to change some things themselves, ask themselves, are you loving? Hopefully they come up with a conclusion. Maybe you're not, but that's okay. You can work on that. Because we have people coming in every day, and I always notice. There was this one girl, because she came in, and we debated for 2 hours. She would say something, and I was like, well, yes, that's true, but this is what I believe, this is what I feel. And then at the end of the 2 hours, she just looked at me, and she goes, she did her little finger thing, but she's like, you're that close. And I said, yeah, to believing what you believe? And she said, exactly. Well, she was off, but my partner at the time, I mean, it was one of those debate things. Books come out. And she just flat out said, I'm right, you're wrong. And I said, that's the way to go. Because I said, you know what she did? When she put that energy into it, it escalated and got worse, 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 worse. And no one, I don't think anybody walked away from that situation learning anything, except for maybe how I can control someone else. And that's basically what it was. But at the same time, I've always said in the midst of anger and argument, you don't learn anything, it's like backwards. So I was hoping, so that was the situation. But, you know, the one thing I would have, like you're talking about Jesus, and people ask the question, I ask people to come to my shop and say, do you believe in Jesus and God? And I sit there and talk about 20 minutes to how I believe. And I was like, I was amazed. Because it was almost like following what I just said. To get examples, things that happened just like that. And these guys in the church were just listening. I said, this is amazing. I could actually do that. That's the moment. Step back for 2 minutes and get that thing. I'm like, look at these guys. They're actually listening to me. So then they come back and said, okay, that's great. They couldn't argue with it. So I sit there and said, okay, that's kind of cool. And then they come back with that one question. So do you believe in the devil? And I said, no, I don't. And they go, well, he exists. I said, let me rephrase that. I didn't say he didn't exist. I just don't believe in him. I can only believe in one thing at a time. And I believe in God and Jesus. That's where my energy goes. My angels, that's it.
Yeah.
Therefore, I don't devil, or I call it the ego. But they were sitting there going, another time they were sitting there going, that makes a lot of sense. I said, yeah, I thought so. And that's why I live by it. So I thought it made a lot of sense. But to have a lady come in your shop who was just so cynical, they didn't want to see anything. She took my table and I had a big oak table, like a kitchen table. And the reason I got oak, to me, oak, and I do reading barefoot. I like being grounded. So I was sitting there and reading Bible, sitting on my table. And the lady walked in and she goes, why is that Bible going on your table? And I'm like, well, two reasons. First reason is, and then the second reason is, I would say about 90% of what I talk about, the advice I give in relationship, has come from that Bible. And what's so funny about it was I give the advice out first, found in the Bible later on. So it was like having that connection. So that was very intense.
Okay, guys, that's why. And I can prove it. There's the connection. Let's open the book. I'll do the whole thing, and there you go.
I said, there's a section of the Bible that says that when someone dies, you should only mourn for them for 30 days. And then you move on. You don't move on, and it's just self-loathing. It has nothing to do with the person who died. It's more about you. So it says move on. I was like, isn't that kind of crazy? You can use the same advice for relationships. It's over. And some people who have a tendency to hang on, it's more about them than it is relationships. That's what I told her. I said, think about that. That came from the Bible. So there you go. There's your
Oh, that's interesting.
She wasn't too happy still. But it was kind of funny how she came in there, almost like she owned that Bible. And I wasn't supposed to have it.
So, it was interesting in itself. I tell people all the time.
That's what I love about this kind of work and working in this kind of field is because you get all kinds of things that happen every day. But at the end of the day, you can still see realization. You know, eureka moments in those moments as well. It's like a moment inside of a moment inside of a moment, and you just kind of like, ooh, let's get, can't wait to get tomorrow and see what's going to happen. Do you ever feel that way?
I know what you're saying. It's beautiful being able to, you know, it's beautiful being able to be yourself and being able to share your gifts and to feel like people benefit from that. I mean, there's you know, not really a much greater feeling. And, you know, it's interesting because for me, and I know what you're talking about, you know, with people and different beliefs. There's so many different beliefs in the world. And the reason why I really gravitated toward Yogananda's work is because it's about the universality of meditation and of energy. So it's really more focused on how I am as a spiritual being and focusing my energy on how I am unfolding in my own spirituality. So it has to do with contemplation, it has to do with, you know, right actions, and really living in the world in a way that, you know, I don't have a huge footprint stomped across the world. I've tried to leave as little of a mess as possible. And, you know, I strongly feel that this life is like preparation, and it's a lot of learning and a lot of growing, but it's like we're getting ready for all the fun. I mean, this life is a lot of fun. But, like, I know, you know, my sense is that the next life is going to be, like, a lot of fun, you know, and being in spirit. So I feel like it's so important about energy and the energy that I'm putting out there on a regular basis, and that to me is determined by how much I'm focusing on my true self. So I found that in the past I used to engage in, you know, in conversations about spirituality, and the more that I have been in this practice, the less that I talk about beliefs and the more that I enjoy talking about consciousness. And that can come in many different forms with everyone from many different religions. But I'm just really intrigued by people in different religions. But I no longer find that I'm in situations where I'm actually having to defend. Now, I wouldn't say that that's not coming. I'm not going to say that. But my goal is to hold my energy into a space of receptivity so that I'm able to, if I have to, really just be the person who's holding the space to allow spirit to be able to be present in the conversation, as opposed to it, you know, becoming something where it's like me against you, you against me. And I believe that's exactly what you were saying, and that's the way that you like to approach it when you're faced with those situations.
Yeah, it's a fun thing. And I look at the lady and go, come on in. I'm very strong in my belief, and I know you are too, so this is going to be interesting.
Yeah, it's about friendship among souls. That's really what it's about. I mean, that is what is the most important. And in friendship is true love and the unconditional love. And even the best marriage is based on the best friendship. And that's what we're looking at, friendship with spirit, friendship among us, you know. And a lot of these ideas is what all of my psychic and mediumship work is based around. Is I just believe that it's up to me. If you know, I'm passionate about these things, not only do I work on my mediumship to keep pushing it and my psychic abilities, but it's important to me to be the person, to be really emulating the person that I admire and that I absolutely adore. And for me, you know, and many of us, we look up to a lot of the masters, and we look up to the masters and the saints, and somehow we want to emulate some of that. And I think even if we're shining a little bit of that light, we're doing something amazing for ourselves and for the world, you know, something very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree. It's one of those situations, like I was saying, you go through every morning with anticipation like a child. Exactly what's going to happen, but it's also one of those things that I find out a lot of things that I do are spontaneous. You're working on your inner child, laughing, just trying to find ways to play, and actually finding ways to do things, not being so serious. Which I do. My angels told me, if you can accomplish the same thing in playfulness as you do in seriousness, what's the difference? Wouldn't you like to be happy about doing what you're doing?
That's right.
I'm like, of course, and do that, because it's always like one of those eureka moments where your angel is sitting there going, you say that's what you want to do, but look at your life right now. What are you doing? Oh, shoot, I got caught in the world again. So just let go.
Yeah, and, you know, I wouldn't get, and that's, you know, that's such a good point, because I have some, amazing clients who would never dream of being, you know, of actually doing, they do all the classes and that, but they've never dreamed that they could actually do psychic readings. But they have such amazing life experience, and they're so wonderful, and they have great sense of humor and just beautiful people. And I say, my gosh, you're the perfect person to do it. You know, you don't have to be this huge, like, you know, guru who thinks you have it all figured out. My goodness, it's almost like you don't want to think you have it all figured out, because you really don't, you know. So I love that, because a sense of humor and having that, just, you know, some of the most down-to-earth people, those are the people that are just, they're enjoying the journey, you know. It's like, okay, I know I have to do this work, I know, but I'm going to make it fun, because at the end of the day, it is a bit of work. This life is a bit of work. As much as we'd like to get out of it, it's a bit of work, but, hey, it can be fun.
Of course, you know, I'm finding out right now when things are getting really picking up. And I wasn't as organized as I thought I was.
Yeah.
So things are falling into place and going, okay, it's fine. I was going to say to everybody out there who's listening in, if you're going to call in and ask Shauna some questions, number here is 646-721-9031. Shauna, if you'd like to tell people about your show and how they could actually reach you for reading, go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah. It's a good thing you knew the name of my show, because I wasn't 100% sure. So it's Psychic Medium Shauna Lee, and I usually do my shows. I've been doing them twice a month. I'm definitely not as good as you are, but I've been doing them twice a month just because of my schedule, and they're usually around 12 p.m., and that is Pacific Standard Time, 12 p.m. or 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And but I am going to get better and start doing, in terms of my time, is what I'm saying, and start doing, you know, doing a couple evening shows a month. So that is sort of, that is something that I'm going to work out for this year.
Right.
And what I do is I usually do psychic readings, mediumship, and also what I call spiritual assessments, and that is more to do with spirit guides and, you know, what your guides would want you to know, and, you know, that is that's a really neat reading as well. And yeah, so that's something that I really enjoy doing.
That's called spiritual assessment.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to get one as myself. Hey,
it sounds very formal, and the English like it that way. They like the formality. So I did pick that up in England, and she said, yes, the spiritual assessment would be very helpful. Now, I had already been doing it, but the title was something that I took. I took the title, and I really like it, although it does make an assessment sounds very official.
Yes, it does. I was sitting there going, okay, I love this business of mixing with people, because I've come across things that I haven't heard of, but also very fascinating at the same time. Where you just want to say, okay, hey, let's sit down. I'll do a reading for you if you do something for me. And it's not the idea doing that. It was just so fascinating about just wanting to experience those things, because I know in the past I've experienced, I mean, the first time I experienced a past life experience or a past life regression, and I actually ended up doing three of those. And it was just one of those things that go, okay, what else is out there? And I know, like I said before, going through this, I've actually come to the point of finding out more gifts. So I started out being clairvoyant and just doing readings. Now I do some clairvoyant, clairaudio. Clairsensing, I do palm reading, you know, on and on. But it was one of those things of saying, okay, I'm in this position and being attracted to all these things. I just thought it was other ways to bring things to my client.
Yes.
You know, so if I like do a spiritual assessment, it might help me to point certain things out too as well, so that I can pass on. Because I'm serious, I've actually done readings for people, and
you know, it seems like you have people who cross your path for a certain reason, and how would you put it? Just going through certain things. I mean, I've gone through an abusive relationship where I was actually beat up. And I think it was because I was being a little arrogant about how I was working with women. I was trying to be stern with them and help them get out of the situation, but it seemed like then I was put into a situation the same way to see it differently. So any other way I could do that to get a different view on the whole thing, to see everybody in their shoes.
I think it helps you, you know. It kind of puts you in a humble situation. Does that make sense?
Oh, definitely, yeah. And it's, yeah, we have very different life experiences, and we have all kinds of memories and things that have happened that are, you know, some are amazing and some are terrible. And it's like the, it's just, you know, life is so colorful. It's full of so many experiences. And some of them, like you said, they're very, very humbling. And in other situations, who even knows how to explain them, you know? So I just feel like as humans, we do go through a lot. But, you know, hopefully, and with the work that we do, that we can just bring a little bit of not only the clarity, but also some inspiration and really empowerment to know, hey, you know, there's that this is a part of the journey, but that the journey can also look, it can start to look very different. And here's a new idea of how your perception might change around this situation, you know, and even just the compassion is huge for people when they're going through something and they just need that support.
Yeah, I guess what I would add to that was just the idea when I say, okay, hey, I'll do a reading for you, and you can do one of these spiritual assessments with me. I just think that sometimes I've had so many things happen like that, and they had these really strong friends and bonds, just these bond friendships that came out of those things of crossing people's paths. I don't think would have happened any other way.
Yes, that's right. There's a rhyme and a reason for everything.
Yeah, so I look forward to those things, so I feel like I've gotten to the point now where I just come out and ask, and the worst thing you say is no. But the point, I'm just saying, the point, you know, it's like, hey, you know, I just want to, I find it very fascinating, and I know when people do that to me, say, hey, I got this service that I'd like to trade out if you do a reading for me. I just go jump and go, yeah, let's do that. I have people come on the show, and I'm sitting there going, go ahead and tell everybody your information about who you are, what you do, and how they can get a hold of you, so that, you know, you can do the whole thing. Or if someone has a book or something, it's just like, come on. I feel very blessed to have this position and what I'm doing right now, but I just want to pass everybody else on, too. I just feel like you said, paths are crossing for a reason, so how do I know it's not promote what they're doing? And they kind of look at me going, really? I can do that? Yeah, go ahead, you know. I don't know what they've come up across before, but I was just telling everybody, I said, I went onto a show here on Blog Talk Radio just to get a reading, and I got blasted on the air because she thought I was trying to advertise on our show when I was just trying to get some information about relationships. And I never even got a chance to even ask the second question because of what she had said the first part, about trying to understand what she was trying to say. And to tell you the truth, I actually came back. I did vent the next day. I was kind of irritated by the whole thing. Because I just wanted to tell everybody, say, hey, I want you to all understand one thing. If you're really spiritual, you understand that there is no such thing as competition. That's a human concept. And kind of, I mean, it was a little more than that. Kind of simplified it for you, but that was one thing. But since then, I said, you know, what can I do? In a situation like, can I feed into it and say she's bad? And I sit there and try to look past the situation, past the illusion that I saw her fears. And said, you know something? She's a very talented psychic. Very, very good. I loved your show. And I remember even saying that when I was on the air. I sat there and said, I'm sorry that you feel that way. She goes, oh, really? I said, yeah, because you really have a great show. And I said, thank you. And I hung up. I didn't want to, I said, listen up, guys. I'm going to, you know, I wasn't really irritated because she still kept on talking about it. I was still listening to her show. And she was still talking about it. And I was going, let it go, lady. Let it go. But I, you know, and then something funny came to me and said, yeah, you should take your own advice. And so I was yes, I'll let it go. But I just started, promoted her a couple times on my show. So that was my way of saying, okay, let's do something positive here. Do something different instead of beating into it. I mean, I believe what I said from yesterday. If you put energy into a certain situation, they're going to continue and pass quickly.
Yes.
So I turned and said, hey, she's a great psychic, she's very impressive, and except you guys figure out who she is, so that's what I'm about. She's in the mix there. My dad. But something up last year. I think personally, I certainly think about the person herself. I just wish I was something I could say to her that she would let that fear go. So I've said about that. We're talking about things of abundance. So what we're talking about, like the idea of understanding what abundance really is. Abundance is not money. Abundance is a state of mind. And everybody's like, I never saw that coming. That's the whole point. What do you mean? How do you be abundant? It all starts with first, doesn't it? Have you ever seen someone who has a very successful business? They all said they had a vision. I think that should kind of set the tone. Don't you think, Shauna?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Anyone who's very abundant, had an idea and had to persevere, usually through a lot of storms, a lot of ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the people that I know who've gotten there, you know, they've had to do a lot of work. You know, not a lot of work. Doesn't mean it was really hard work. But even the mediums that I know that have awesome careers, and I mean, you know, they work hard. They give their best. They're working on themselves, and they also have good people who are working with them. So, you know, I think that it's a combination factor. But the abundance starts with really, like you said, having that vision and absolutely keeping yourself, getting your mind to work for you, to work with you, to steadily keep you focused in that direction. And I think that what I've noticed is that a big part of what we perceive as failure is just not being able to really focus on, okay, this is what I am focused on doing. I will, you know, I am successful. I will do this, you know, whether it's bring in this amount per month or whatever it is. And then, you know, have the mind stay on that. But when the opposite happens, they tend to falter. And it's like all of a sudden it's like, no, it wasn't working. You know, I can't do that. It's not happening for me. Well, that is the faith factor. And that's where you've got to keep the faith and you've got to actually strengthen your focus. And that is the difference between a master and, you know, those of us who are still learning. And, you know, my mind has become a lot stronger, but I'm always working on it. And I've tested this out, and it works. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot to do with grace. And but a big portion of it is my will and my focus, and then really paying attention as things come into my life. And so it seems, you know, really simple, but I found that there's a complexity to it. And if we can just keep that focus and at the same time not be unattached to the outcomes, that is when the abundance comes in the best possible way.
Well, so that's I think from my experiences of working with people, that's the biggest problem people don't understand, the idea of taking... I guess you would say, taking their letter of what they want and mailing it, but they want to hang on to it and still want to get an answer. So, you know, it's kind of like, let it go.
Well, and I mean, you know, what I would say is that we've been taught to be very specific, and you do need to be specific, but if you say, I want the blue coat, that's the coat that I want, and give me the blue coat, well, you might find that you have to team and you have to really work hard to get it, whereas Spirit might have wanted to give you, you might have gotten the red coat a little bit easier, and it might have been something that you enjoyed longer.
Yeah.
So it's like, where am I pushing and where am I allowing? And that has to do with the Tao and the flow of life and, you know.
No, I understand what you're saying, because I did the same thing when I was in Colorado, where I got my second shot, but it was just... So all these expectations and what this and what that, and so I kind of bypassing something that was really turned out later on to be everything I needed. It was smaller, but it also made me think about exactly what I did really want by being put in that situation and being in that shop, because it seemed like once I put myself in there, everything I asked for I got. Now the other time I was asking for that big old shop I wanted, didn't seem to fall into place. So I had to sit and think about it and go, okay. That's not happening. And I know for a fact that they told you, you can manifest anything you want to, but basically get back to the realism of the situation of understanding that you can only manifest things that were meant to be, which means it's trying to get put you in a situation of thinking about that, I'm getting your thinking back to where you was before. I'm trying to make sure I'm put down the right words, basically putting you up. It's like we were using relationships. Okay. You want to meet a certain guy, but you went through all these other guys. You went through the situation, that kind of stuff. And then you wind up with this one guy that's so great. I said, I think what happens in this situation is certain things that happen in our lives knock us off the path. In the process of being knocked off the path, we meet these people that reflect back to us what we really want, that puts us back on the path, so therefore we can get to the person we were supposed to be in the first place. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I completely agree with you. It's an interesting journey. There's a lot to learn, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of joy. There's a lot of joy. So it's a matter of going for the joy, and that would be what I would say would be to me the most important. And you know, it's go for the joy. Why does it have to be arduous? You know, if you don't have the joy in your heart, just don't put yourself through that. Find something that does make you joyful. And at the same time, maybe you have to have the job that you don't necessarily love, but that pays the bills. But you've got your joy, and if your joy is big enough, and you focus on how much joy that brings to your life and the gratitude, then it just spills over into your whole life, you know. So I really appreciate you having me on the show today, and I just thank you so much. I would have loved to get an opportunity to speak to some of your listeners, but that's okay. Maybe on another show.
Yeah, and, it was a pleasure having you here. Very insightful.
Yeah, thank you so much. No, it was a real joy. It was very nice talking to you, and it's always fun. It's always fun to talk about, you know, to talk about this work and you know, about the journey that we go on to get where we are. And
All I was going to say to you is, do you have two children?
No, one.
Okay. Do you ever think about having another one? The reason I asked the question because I got this big answer. I mean, I just keep getting this. Thing is, we were sitting there talking. I just wanted to ask you real quick. That's all. I feel like picking up on two children and enchantment. I don't know what. I got those two together. So.
Oh, enchantment?
Enchantment, yes.
Okay. Oh, lovely. Well, hey, I am open. I just have. We've got a couple shows that are sort of in the works here. So, you know, I think that if I think I probably would give myself about 2 years before I'd have another one. But you know what? Spirit might have other plans. I'm just going to have to roll with it.
Well, I'm just saying to you, I see you working. And when I see you working, I see that you're carrying something with you. So so it's one of those things of working around that and really having, like you said before, that's what I see. I see you with a big belly and just having a great time of outside function, I say.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to see how that manifests. And you know what? I will welcome whatever little life wants to come into my world. And if I have it my own way, it'll be a little bit longer from now. But we'll see.
I'm just saying with you, if you want to give your information out or just put it on the chat room.
Yes.
Go right ahead.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, my website is... Sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead real quick.
My website is shanaleegibson.com. And, of course, I offer the psychic and mediumship readings and the spiritual assessment. And anybody is welcome to, you know, contact me through the show page or contact me through my website. And I am... I'm booked up for the rest of the week, and then I'm off for 10 days to a tropical location, which will be nice, and then I'll be back to work. So if I do hear from someone off of your show, I'd be happy to offer a 15% discount off of my regular rate for any of your listeners, so they would just have to mention
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's great.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And it was really a pleasure having you on the show. I'd love to have you come back.
Yeah, thank you so much. Definitely. I'd love to come back.
Thank you, and you have a great day, and I want to keep you from your schedule because I've done it myself before, and everything, I'm running late afterwards, so. But no
I
problem.
Appreciate that, yeah.
You're
okay, have a lovely day, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Well, thank you, and you have a great night.
Okay, take care.
You too. Okay, guys.
That was Shauna Lee. I have a caller here, and I want to take the call real quick. And I want to specify to everybody else, it wasn't the ideal of talking about negative, as in the psychics. It's the ideal of asking a question that I was just curious about getting information from somebody else. Well, if they've been experienced those situations, because all situations, all experiences are growing experiences. So how we deal with those situations and how we get through those makes us a better person as we come out of it, maybe even get out of it even quicker. So there were situations, they lasted briefly. There were situations that corrected themselves, and that's what we were looking at. It was just the idea of getting some information, so I understand what you're saying. We're going to keep this as positive as possible, working angels here. Because we were talking about angels. The angel of abundance is basically, in the ancient tarot, this angel is represented by the Empress, whose symbolism refers to reproduction, multiplication, and growth. She is the mother of the goddess. She is the mother goddess, the great mother principle, fertile, bountiful, and nurturing. So, you know, she stands at the appropriate gate in your force field, which is the gate we're talking about before, the gateway, the inner gateway, and radiates the spiritual essence of prosperity, beauty, luxury. Luxury and well-being, as an extension of the spirit self. She is the vortex through which creative energy of material prosperity passes, and unless she is blocked by ego projection of human misperception and ignorance, she will ensure that you are continually supplied with an all sufficiency of good in your life. So, to give you an ideal, that angel is very important to make sure that gateway is open. Also, I think you should focus on the color green, which is a very prosperous color itself. And we're going to go more into this. Shauna Lee was here today, and I really recommend that you check out her show and really very, very talented, special woman. So I would really recommend that you contact her and work with her, man, and get a reading. That spiritual assessment seems pretty enlightening to me. I think I might take advantage of it myself. So let's go to a caller and ask some questions, because we're doing free readings today too, so call in here and get your questions in. Now the number here is 646-721-9031. Also, with the situation, whatever's going on in your life, call in and ask the question. We'll be glad to ask any question that you have for us. The number is 646-721-9031. Okay, and our first caller, which is from I don't know where she's from, but it's 11111. I think it's a Skype caller, if I'm not mistaken. Hello? Hello?
Donnie G. Reed, I have a statement for you. I do not have a question.
Oh, you have a statement for me, but you don't have a question?
No. I absolutely adore and love you, and I am willing to spend the rest of my life with you and making every single day of your life the happiest that you have ever been. I love you with all of my heart, soul, body, mind, and spirit.
Well, thank you. And okay, Shannon, I need to take that in for a minute because that was, like, overwhelming. A lot of energy with that, girl. So, I definitely feel the same. That kind of clarifies it for us, don't it?
Yes, it does.
I love you, and I hope you actually understood the text message I sent you with the eights. It's infinity.
Yes,
so
I did.
I definitely feel the same. And for anybody listening out there, that's the angel of abundance. He's right here. So do you want to share anything else with us before you... Well, you can stay as long as you want. We're waiting for... You're what? I'm sorry.
I was talking statement to you. And that was the joy and happiness in my heart, and how much I'm in love with you, and I wouldn't want anybody else in my life to spend it with this incredible journey.
Yes, you can have a journey with Journeyman.
Yes, I do.
That's really kind of funny.
I want you to have a fantastic show. and may work and long be with you.
Thank you. I love you too. And I'll definitely talk to you later.
Yes, well.
But later. Well, that was very intense. And thank you, Shannon, for calling in. And if you can still hear me, I love you very much and definitely want to spend the rest of my life with you as well. And I'm looking forward to that, too, and the kind of talking to you later. Can't wait. So we're sitting here talking with the Angel of Abundance, and we're waiting for people to call in. I would love to hear you guys call in and answer your questions for you. That's what we're here for, and to give you to teach and also be taught. So call in. The number here is 646-721-9031. And I also do private readings myself. If you want to reach me for a private reading, it's 937-838-6337. The number again is 937-838-6337. Or you can contact me at my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, that website is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. I also used to have a co-host here called Desiree. She's a very nice lady. She does some really real incredible angel readings. She's very talented. You should also give her a call as well. Her number is 818-200-7431. Her number again is 818-200-7431. You can also reach out to her website, which is adoredangel.yolasite.com. Again, that's adoredangel.yolasite.com. And also people were asking me about HemiSync CDs. What are they? They're CDs that you can get from this company that actually resonate a tone to the music that helps both hemispheres of the brain work together, which is great for intense concentration and focus. Now, they have CDs on everything, connecting with your angels, yourself, meditations on sleep, relationships, attracting manifestation, traction, love, anything you can think of. They have those CDs. If you want to reach them, the number is 1-800-541-2488. The number again is 1-800-541-2488. Or you can call straight through, which is 434-263-8692. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon, which is Eastern time. Also, with the situation, you can also call them and fax them if you like. The fax number there is 434-263-8699. Also, if you want to go to the web and go through the internet, the website is www.hemi, that's HEMI-SYNC, SYNC.com. And they're very good. There's also another company called BrainSync, spelled Brain-Sync. I'm actually looking at it again. It's actually BrainSync.com. Now, they have the same thing, but they're more subliminal CDs. So. But I've got those too, and I wouldn't recommend anything on the show that I wouldn't use myself. And you should definitely give those a try. I've done that myself. And I have at least, what is it, three or four of those CDs myself. They're very intense. We were also reading, taking some information from John Randolph Price's book about, because he's got a book called The Angels Within Us, A Spiritual Guide to the 22 Angels That Govern Our Lives. It's by John Randolph Price. And this book covers all the 22 angels, which are actually tells you how the higher arcana is backed by each one of these angels. So it gives you a lot of intense information. Plus, we were going over things with the angel too. Astrologically, the angel of abundance is represented by the planet Venus. And in the Estric tradition, it is said that Venus is to the earth what the higher self is to man. And the energy of Venus is considered to be the mother of all creative activity. And let me see here. And the Astrologer's Handbook, we read that the strength of Venus indicates the capacity to create beauty, harmony, and material property, as well as the ability to attract the people and things which the innovative of love, note, and I'm sorry, the ideal, these words drive me crazy. It's been a crazy day anyway. Note of love, and desire to have. Okay? When this angel's power is diffused by ego, the individual experiences not only financially limitations, or not only financial limitations, but also deep feelings of insecurity, family conflict, and sexual and career problems. So you see, the angels, when those situations, how do we put this? When the gateways are open, and they're able to do what they got to do, they do it. So therefore, you don't have these problems. So if you do have these problems, you know, it's best to sit there and try to do all the things on the outside of the world, on the outer world. Let me sit there and try to get this thing straight. Instead of focusing on the outer world, focus on the inner world. You know, it's you. There's something with you that you're, you know, like we were talking about before, it's like you're the projector. Put the slides in. So if you see a slide that really doesn't represent what you really want, then maybe you should sit there and look at the ideal subconscious mind that created that slide and change it. Then when you change it, you know, remember the angel of abundance was created by spirit to be the agent of one of the primary provisions of the kingdom, infinite supply. Okay, and so why do people experience so many unfulfilling conditions in life? Because that gateway is closed, either partially or completely. And the reason for this obstructed channel will be found in the individual's consciousness in what he or she believes about God in abundance. So therefore, if you believe in limitations, you probably have limitations. Well, we'll sit there and say it again. You do have limitations, and it is limitational. So, you know, abundance is the true nature of God, which became your true nature at the moment of individualization. I should take a deep breath myself. Focus and let go. But when the Supreme Being expressed itself as you, nothing was left out. Every attribute of spirit, including abundance, was given in all its fullness, which means infinite and eternal. It has also been taught since the beginning of the schools of wisdom, spiritual academies of the academies of antiquity. Why I can't say that freaking word, I do not know. I said it yesterday, and for some reason, I guess, I don't know. That absolute being, or God, does not become directly involved with the effect. Those things that we would call money, food, clothing, home, and transportation. So, we see the gift of abundance is creative energy, the very love of spirit. And this energy becomes the thread and fabric of consciousness, which results in material form. Again, it is individual consciousness that expresses itself in the phenomenal world. So if you sit there and listen to that statement, individual means you. You are the individual. You are the vehicle to bring the manifestation into reality. So if you sit there and look at the thing very clearly, I mean, come on. If you're currently experiencing financial problems, you're working with the lower law, which was activated by a false belief that you made up and projected into the screen of the outer world as a lie. You can see now that the effective thinking would not focus on the effect, but on the reason for the effect, to correct the misperception in your consciousness. Say it again. To correct the misperception in your consciousness, you have made an illusion a reality, thus giving power to a delusion and strengthening its holding pattern in your life. Let's take a closer look at this cause and effect relationship. Exchanging one ego produced effect for another is not the answer. You know, you sit here and look at these situations, we pray that an effect in the phenomenal world be transformed into another effect. We are believing that the first effect has power over us, that it has become cause, the origin of our unhappiness and discontent. We are saying, I do not like this effect, give me a different one. And this time, make it more pleasurable. An empty bank account is an effect.
in our belief in the appearance of lack or in the unwillingness of God continually to provide for us and the reason for it, and for God continually to provide for us is the reason for it. Instead of affirming a full bank account, we should meditate for an understanding of what produced the original condition of lack in our minds. Speak the word for a healing of that mind emotional condition, and then work continually consciously with the angel of abundance to reveal a divine prosperous life. So you see, with the situation of working with the angels, opening the channel, opening up the gateway, but also a way of also getting back to self and finding out about yourself. So you meditate on the effect. You say, okay, what did I do? What did it mean that caused that? You sit there and you have a tendency to go inwards. As you go inwards, then you sit there and look at the situation, looking at yourself, and realize that everything happened in your life, even down to the point of no toothpaste. You start realizing that, hey, something I did or something I didn't do caused that effect. And then that's just another way of looking at yourself. So, call in. We're doing free readings today. I will stress to you guys, we cannot do free readings today if you don't call in and ask questions. And we are sitting here really waiting and wanting to answer those questions for you. So give us a call in here. We still got an hour and 38 minutes remaining in the show. If you want to call in and ask a question, if you want to ask a question about the angel of abundance, or yesterday it was the angel of unconditional love and freedom, go ahead now, call in. We'll answer those questions. We'll answer any questions you want. On finances, love, relationships, career, anything you want. And we will go over those questions with you. So call in here. The number is 646-721-9031. And I used to have a co-host on the show called Desiree, who's also referred to as the Adored Angel. She also has a show here on Blog Talk Radio called The Adored Angel Show. It's on 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. And it's a really good show. She's a very talented reader, and I recommend that you check that show out. I also have a friend who also has a show on Blog Talk Radio. I'm not really sure what her next show is, but they're usually on at 7 p.m. Eastern. And her name is Courtney Bibbs, and she has a show on Blog Talk Radio called Courtney's Intuitive Corner. I really recommend that you check that show out as well and call and give her a call. She's a very good reader herself, very compassionate, and also very patient. So give her a call, and give her a call or listen to her show. I'm trying to think here. Oh, we also have Psychic Marissa. She does free readings, and she's on midnight, but I've noticed that she's been on throughout the day, so just check out Psychic Marissa, free readings, the real psychic, and she's usually on midnight, so give her a call. Check out that show. It's a really good show. She's very talented as well. And we also have some people that I've actually gotten readings from their readers on their psychic line, Voice of the Angels, which is on Wednesdays at 6 p.m., I think, Mountain Standard Time. Psychic medium Shauna Lee. She was here. I really recommend you check her show out as well. She gave out some information here, so I'd definitely, if you have a chance to get a reading from her, I would definitely do it. And check out her show. So she has a show that's going to be on here the 21st of this month, I think. Yeah. I think it's 21st at 4 p.m. But we also had show people last week. We had some people, I would guess, as friends. They have a show called Divine Healing PAQ, which is P-A-Q. They have a group that they have, they work with. They do a lot of charity work and a lot of, non-profit work. Amen and Amin, two brothers, and they have a nice show. I'm not really sure when they're going to be on again. I knew they were on the 14th. I think they're going to be on again. Excuse me, on this week. What is today? Let's see here. If I'm not mistaken, last Friday, I think it was, we had Linda West on the show, and she has a show here on Blog Talk Radio called Empowered Life. With Linda West. which our show is usually on Thursdays at 11 p.m. Arizona time. So check out the timing on that one. Let's see here. Make sure I got all the people out there. Those are some of the shows I recommend that I've actually listened to myself. I thought they were pretty good readers and the whole thing. And I'm actually, I think I'm actually a pretty good reader myself, actually. So why don't you give a call in here, and I'd love to answer some questions for you. I don't go around calling myself the real psychic or any kind of title like that. It's just the ideal of want to sit down and do some work and answer some questions. So give us a call, which is the number here is 646-721-9031. Again, that number is 646-721-9031. And if you want to call me for a private reading, that number is 937-838-6337. And we have a special going on until the end of February, which is called $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. I also work with people who have gifted children, and I guess it's a way of sitting down and working with both the parents and the children to actually work together to improve that child's gift, to everybody to understand why it is the way it is, and they can all work together, even to the point of pointing out that if their child is gifted, more likely they are too. It's just the ideal of realization and working with it. So if you are in that category, give us a call here at give me a call. Love to work with you. My number is 937-838-6337. And it's one of those things. I know there's some situations of people out there that are trying to figure out how to work with their child, and we just want to help. So give us a call. Usually it's like 4 or 5 sessions to work with you. With the special that I'm having, I'm sure if you call me through this show, I can give you the same rate of $10 an hour, $5 for a half hour. So it'd be a heck of a deal. So you can get that work in there and take advantage of the whole thing and get the schools. Get the skills of working with that child. And the child can work with you. You work together. I mean, it's one of those experiences, man, guys. Think about this. If you could both work together, it's like a learning, it's like a teaching and student kind of thing, okay? It's like the child could teach you about yourself and you could teach them about you in the course of getting to know each other again, an even deeper bond. So it's very, you know, imperative to get that kind of thing going on. So if you're in that position and you know what to do, give me a call. I'd be glad to work with you. And we're also having past life regressions and past life readings, so get in there and call those too. They're very good handy tools to find out things about yourself. So just go to the phones and answer some calls. And area code 603, you are on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hey, Donnie, this is Amy.
Amy?
I thought you
how
might
you?
Appreciate I'm pretty good. How are you? Actually, I
I'm
know
sorry.
How you are. You sound like you're ecstatic, so.
Right? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but what'd you say before that?
No, I said I thought I'd call in so that you didn't. I know you love to talk, but probably not to yourself. So.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Nope. I think it's Tuesdays. Tuesdays seem to be a little bit slower than most in the week, or maybe
yeah.
People are just waiting for Friday and Saturday. it doesn't matter. I mean, we'll get those questions answered for you. It's just the idea we were talking about before, and I like people calling in because it seems to relate to the subject that we're focusing on. So I can actually get out there and get more.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the Angel of Abundance. Work with the Angel of Abundance. Say, okay. Say that you don't like the effects that you're getting. Give me another one. But, you know, that's replacing a bad one with another one, which is a materialistic thing. Which we were talking about before, working with the angels, working with everything that we have to work with to manifest the life you want. When they talk about work is the idea of realization and following through. Sometimes as simple as that. There are certain times of meeting things halfway, which we've seen before where, you know, like a situation I was in where I wanted to get back with somebody, but there was some distance, so I went my distance, and then she went her distance, and then we met in the middle. But things still seem to happen just the way I wrote them. It was just the way they had put it out there. And I know when I started reading these books and started focusing on certain things, I never realized there was such thing as 22 angels on the inner plane, or they call them the 22 of the council, where you go in. And we were doing this yesterday when we were talking about the angel of unconditional love and freedom. It's the same thing with the angel of abundance. When you're put in a certain state and you work with the angels, there is a sense of freedom because you don't worry about things anymore because you know the channels are open and the manifestations, if they don't happen, you have a tendency to look at the situation and go, okay, maybe what they're telling me is I'm going in the wrong direction. Not
right.
That I'm not meant to have that, but somewhere along the line, take a look at it, and maybe it's just a different direction. Because I always believe that you can have everything and anything you want. The worst thing, I think, is relationships have a tendency to people hang on to relationships more than hang on in anything. Because, you know,
right.
People say, I want to buy a car. I want to manifest this car. It's easy to let go of that sucker. And you just kind of like, okay, I want that car. You go, you look at it, you get a hands on hand, you got a vision in your head, and then you just go on to your merry life, and then it happens. But for someone with relationships, it's almost like hanging on tooth and nail. So if
I think
don't hang on,
you're more emotionally attached to relationships and the security that you may feel with it versus a car. I mean, it'd be great to have, you know, say car A versus car B, but. I guess as long as you have a mode of transportation, you're probably...
Well, sometimes I tell people the idea of putting titles on it. So you want a Mustang or whatever. Maybe you should sit there and focus on the car and what you want with that car and then let it manifest to actually fit the the true point of your needs.
Mm-hmm.
If it's joy of impressing other people, you might just get the Mustang and not even have to put that much freaking thought into it. But I was also talking about readings, too. I like doing readings when people call and say, am I going to get a car? Am I going to get another job? And, but when it comes to relationship, I always say, sometimes with time, relationships can be thrown off because of attachments and realizations and not taking those steps back when you know you should and look back and go, oh, this guy's, he's nothing like the list I got. But at the time, he was, and I always think that if you go back and find out he's not, I think it's a realization that what he told you before, you need to look at that and ask yourself, okay? Because I've heard this before when women go, he changed after we got married. I said, he didn't change. He just couldn't really keep that acting up. Now he's being himself.
Right.
So he never changed. It was just he took the mask off.
That's right.
So with the angel of abundance, it's like getting back to the point of focusing and say, okay, I think we need to understand what abundance means. And it's like success. Success is different to everybody else. They have a different perception of what success is. It's the same thing with abundance. But I think people have to also understand what's your perception, not what you see.
Right.
And what we're talking about materialistic.
I do have a question for you, though.
Okay.
All right. As far as being abundant this year for me, I guess it would be, I know, you know, finances are not the sole, you know, meaning of abundance, but where do you see that I need to focus on to increase that to, I guess, care for my family in a way that is, at least meets the minimums, you know? I don't need to be overly extravagant, but I would like to be able to be comfortable anyway. I guess I need to know what to focus on to
make
it happen.
I would definitely say the first place you should start working is with you and your perception. The reason I say that is like because when you said living comfortable and being in a situation of that environment where you feel content, but you say, well, I don't have to have all the extremities. Almost like saying, I don't want to be rich.
Right.
So there's actually two, I'm trying to put this right, there's actually two things in the same statement. I want to be content, but I don't want to be rich. When actually, maybe the manifestation of what you're trying to do is actually both those things. And the first thing I picked up was basically looking at that, which is looking at yourself. And asking yourself, why would you say that? What's wrong with it? Because if you come up with something's wrong with it, it's also tracing it back to a fear that when you were raised, you picked up along the way too, which is keeping you from the what you're looking for or like what you're trying to attain. Because it's like trying to live a dual life, which is like at work you're one way, and at home you're another. And they're trying to pull those two together, which is the same here. So they're one and one, you know?
Yeah. I guess I look at Rich as being like, I don't know, multi-millionaire, billionaire type thing. I don't feel like I need to make money like that, but I'd like to be able to not worry about where my bills are going to get paid, and, you know.
So you want to be in a state of actually focusing on having fun, and the other things are just taking care of themselves because you don't have that worry anymore.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying to you. I think about this. Let's say that you are destined to be rich. It could be the idea of not letting that be and understanding that's what's going to happen would keep you from the comfort. I don't know what it is today.
Holding myself back is what you're saying?
Yeah, holding yourself back. Cause, see, I also have a good saying too. See, here's a person that sits here and goes, I think money is the root of all evil, but at the same time, I want to have it all.
I don't think it's evil, but...
No, I'm not saying you do. I'm just saying that's an example of people holding on to dual thoughts when they should be focusing on one or the other. We had a lady the other day, I was saying, do you want to be extremely happy? Yes, but I'm content with the way I am now. See, that's a double standard. I go, what? You want to be extremely happy, but you're content with where you're at now, but you're still complaining because you don't like it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, look at the situation, guys. Okay, yes, you're content with who you are at this moment, but you're not content with the situation and the environment. It's okay to say that, you know, and sit there and look at that whole thing. Okay, what's the problem? It's your perception on what that means. Looking at, I think sometimes I wish we could go to the future and go, okay, this is, we're now at where the outcome has happened. And then we look at it, I was supposed to be rich. Huh. And then you can look at the situation. It's the idea of letting the manifestation basically where it's going to go. We were sitting and talking about this the other day with the Angel Book, the book of Super Beings, where it talks about make a definite decision to accept your manifestation, which means wherever that's going to happen, you put your order in, and then let the universe take care of that, because it's going to put you in certain situations of, I'm content doing this radio show that I do right now, but at the same time, I'm always saying, I love this. This is great. I love this. But at the same time, I'm saying, I love what I'm doing at this moment. I love the people around me. I love what I'm doing. You're opening the door to get exactly what you want, which is what you love. I know it's kind of like a circle there. It might drive you nuts, but it all comes back to you. It's a cycle of you. So that was sort of looking at the thing about the angel of abundance, and it's like we sort of look at the unlimited. You know, where do you get this perception that you're limited? I mean, I've heard this a lot of times, and I'm kind of like swaying away from horoscopes right now, because they're like, why don't you sit down and figure out what your limitations are? Now, if they would take it one step further and say, go and find that. What are your limitations? Just as a way of tracing it down and say, okay, these are my limitations, to use that as a basis. So I can use that as a foundation to go get what I want. That's great. But sometimes I hear that word too much, where it's like, okay, we all have limitations. Says who? You know, I've actually talked to those people and said, okay, what's the limitations? And they don't know. They just have been told that for so long. That's what they believe. So I'm saying with your situation, it's like, just look at where you come from, how you were raised, what certain things are said, what things are expected of you, and see if any of those things are actually blocking where you want to be.
I think I see exactly what you're talking about.
So if you want to ask me to repeat that again, that was like what we call spirit coming through. So, you know, I'm kind of hoping you caught it the first time, because I'm sort of thinking to myself, if I have to repeat that, I want to make sure I can do it for exactly what I said the first time. But I do feel like it's one of those things of... If I had my angel cards, which I do right here, I'm just saying if I was doing one for it, I would probably focus on the card that says, you know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that perception and knowing what you know to do, it's just the ideal of life review, reflection, and look at the situation. Because we all know for a fact that our life actually reflects how we think, how we feel. So if you're not content... I'm saying sometimes in situations, people look back and say, okay, I'm very happy with everything that's going. I would just like to take it to the next level. And just by that realization, it opens the door, because you're being honest with yourself. I'm content with everything going on, but there are certain needs that haven't been met yet. So how can I obtain those? And then listen to your angels, because you talk to your angels quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I think that the answer has been said. It's just the ideal with your busy lifestyle. You kind of got away from it, so.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I have some of the answers that I have received are things that are they're going to take me a few years to achieve, just based on what I have to, the path I have to follow to get there. But
and I also challenge you.
What's that?
I also challenge you to up those dates and start focusing on. I guess you would say it was like an exercise to prove to you how much control that you have over your life.
Okay.
Because I'm just saying, the first thing popped in my
head.
I'm just saying, the first thing popped in my head was Doreen Virtue, when she sat there and said that when she was studying to be a psychotherapist, her psychotherapist told her that she would never have a job as a psychotherapist until she graduated, and she actually got a job 4 months before she graduated. So she would use those guidelines, those limitations, to show everybody how unlimited she was and do those little things. She did them all the time. So that I would say the lesson, the little lesson to do is, okay, these people say, I'm in a situation where I'm going to graduate this time. Doesn't mean you can't start your career or whatever you're into before that, or certain things in your life that people have put limitations on. See if you can challenge those limitations.
Yeah, I know there's certain things that I can start before, you know, that as part of what I plan on doing before I graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it's the idea. I mean, it's like going out and buying a condo and say, okay, I have, you make a statement and say, yes, I know I have bad credit, but that should not stop me from what I want, what I need, and what I desire. So therefore, I'm going to focus on this and have it by the end of the week. And people go, that's too soon. I said, maybe you're thinking, by you making that statement, it's telling you that maybe you are right. Maybe that would be too soon, be too overwhelming for you. But at the same time, be honest with yourself and say, okay, if I did have that the other week, would that be a bad thing? If you come to the conclusion, it'd be okay. Then you're letting your resistance down slowly, coming to the realization that divine timing depends on you.
Yep.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I mean, just, you've been working a lot lately, so it's just like, have you taken some time for yourself?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, it's okay. I mean, together we'll focus and say there's going to be 10 people calling in, and my freaking switchboard is going to light up, and we're going to be sitting here talking to a lot of other people.
Right.
Serious. I mean, you're already on the line and stuff, and we could sit here and say, hey, it's like a call in today. You might be a co-host fish for 10 minutes, huh?
That's right.
I mean, seriously, if you have anybody out there that has a book, you're a psychic, or anything you do, and you want to come on the show and be a co-host and tell everybody what you do throughout the show and promote yourself, give me a call at 937-838-6337. I would definitely put you on the air and help you in any way I can to help you promote you as well. So, hey, all I ask is for $100 up front. I'm just kidding. But, no, seriously, for no charge at all, come on the show, be my co-host, and I'll let you promote yourself, advertise yourself. I'll even advertise you for an additional week on my show page and on my website. So give me a call, 937-838-6337. If you want to get a private reading, I can do that too. I can multitask. And we're having a special until the end of February, which is $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour. So give me a call too on that one. That's 937-838-6337. If you have any inputs or any ideas or any questions about the Angel of Abundance, or you just want to ask some questions, or you want to tell me to slow down because I'm talking too fast. I think it's the sugar and the caffeine, but hey. So so we sit there and look at the situation. I'm actually getting a kick out of these new headsets. So call in. I want to sit here and talk more about the whole situation. The echo is gone, thank God. So now we can actually have some fun with this whole thing. So call in. And give us a call. Ask some questions. 646-721-9031. And I guess
so
I could try.
I say, so you stepped out of your bathroom, right?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. It's pretty bad to be in your bathroom, but not really be in your bathroom.
Yes.
So I was kind of going over the whole thing and saying, okay. I was actually looking for some things here where it talks about, as the pure light of divine self shines forth, the ego's projection projections are burned away. So it's like a meditation of focusing on opening the gateway for the angel of abundance by doing just that. And then all forms, conditions, and experiences reflect only the will, love, and vision of God. You know, so they always say God and self. It's a reflection that God's given you everything to live in this lifetime and this lifestyle and just be human. I'm not sure about that one. Let me rephrase that one. He gave you everything you needed to be spiritual. To understand why the human body does exist is because of also a choice. People think that Adam and Eve got kicked out of the garden. Personally, if you sit here and look at people when they do bad things, they're usually worse on themselves than anybody else could be. So it makes me wonder that, did Adam and Eve just feel guilty and left the garden? Because they didn't think they were worthy? People do that all the time. I mean, that's, if you look at people, that is the one thing that keeps people from obtaining what they really want, is that self-loathing, saying, okay, I'm not worth it.
Yep.
As we always sit and tell people, say, okay, ask yourself, do you deserve this? And 9 out of 10 times when people are in that position, they stumble through those words. Do I, what? You do deserve this. Do you deserve to have what you're trying to manifest? Because that could be the one little thing that blocks you from getting that. So, Amy...
Yes.
Would you have a problem with taking a couple calls and just giving your impressions of what you pick up with those people?
Sure.
It's like work. I mean, it's like practice.
Yeah.
That's what I started doing. You know, people sitting, I was in a friend of mine's shop one time, and she's sitting talking, and somebody walks in and goes, I'd like to get a reading. And Denny wasn't there. And her mother looked at me, she goes, well, Donnie does readings. I'm like, oh. And I said, you know something? I've been in these positions before. It's happening for a reason, so follow through. So,
okay, I'll give it a shot.
All right, no problem. Let's see if this 469 really wants to talk. There we go. They pushed the button. The hand's up. Okay, I'll get you. Sometimes I don't know if they're listening or just want to talk. So. Let's see. Area code 469. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. And what's your name?
Hello, Donnie. It's Mary.
Mary?
Yes.
Yes, Mary. So, I want you to do me a favor. Try smiling.
Huh?
Says smile, please.
I'm not. How do you know when I'm not smiling?
Some people
how
sound
psychic.
How
do you know psychic. When I'm not smiling?
I said some people sound psychic. I don't know.
Hi, Donnie. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Say hi to Amy. She's sitting in with us for a little bit.
Hi, Amy. Hi, Mary. How's it going? Pretty good. Pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I hope we can keep you smiling.
Things could be a lot worse. Things could be a lot worse. I know this.
Yeah, but this also, this say this too, Mary. Things could be a whole lot better if I just let them.
Things could be a whole lot better, yes.
Yes, because I'm just saying, everything is going to be a whole lot better before the end of the week. So be it, so it is.
Everything is going to be a whole lot better before the end of the week. So be it. So be it.
My financial blessings are dropped in my lap before the end of the week.
Yeah.
No, you're supposed to repeat that one too.
A financial blessing will be coming before the end of the week.
No, Mary, you got to believe that. Just put your faith in that, okay? It's the ideal, saying
yeah.
God's given you all those skills, so now it's time to take those skills and use them. If you have any questions, I mean, Amy would be glad to give you some insights too. Because I know we talk a lot, but... doesn't hurt to get a second opinion from somebody else.
Well, I don't know. Is there anything that I should do? You should tell me what I should do to help the situation that I'm going through.
And we get silence. So, Amy, are you thinking about that?
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking okay. Trust is the biggest thing. But
trust issues?
Yeah.
Of trusting yourself?
Yes.
Because we were sitting and talking about this yesterday, Mary, where angel of unconditional love and freedom, and they were talking about this one thing about putting your energy into what you know any kind of situation, because people always want to focus on what's going on in their life right at this moment and not really understanding that what is happening right now is a manifestation of the thoughts that you used to think, and we're trying to change that. So in the process of taking that, what's your choice? Are you going to put your energy into this illusion that's going on, which will keep it around a lot longer? Because I tell people all the time, there's nothing
that you can't do. So the ideal is saying, okay, with the situation of focusing on a certain, you know, figure or something like that, because we were talking about before when you were talking about the financial blessing before the end of the week, is the ideal of situations you're in too is saying, okay, this situation is going to turn out the way I want it to, and so therefore a financial blessing of this amount of money is going to is mine. I deserve it, and I will get this, and then put it. You can sit there and focus and say, I'd like to have this all resolved before the end of the month or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Write that down in your journal. When you have problems and you can't figure, you know, you lose track for a couple of minutes, go back and sit down there and give it about 10 or 15 minutes, visualize it, reaffirm it,
then go back to your life, have fun, do what you got to do. But see, one of the energies I pick up with you a lot is the ideal. This is not a good, this is not a judgmental thing or nothing. It's just the ideal of saying, okay, you still have a tendency to get caught up in conversations of reaffirming what's going on or what's been done to you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I'm just saying, it can be hard work depending on you and saying, okay, I need to stop doing that because I definitely want to have happiness and contentment. I definitely want to walk away from a situation financially blessed. But sometimes it came to my attention too when I sit there and say, I would like to earn $1,000 this week. Well, when you sit there and say it that way, you're basically saying my earning potential is only $1,000 a week. You're putting a limitation on it. So what I do is a financial blessing of $1,000 will drop into my lap before the end of this week. I'm leaving it open in case that, you know, like, okay, prosperity has no limitations. Or as someone put it to me, as God's payroll has no limitation on it. So therefore, why put a limitation on it by saying I can only earn that much? That's our perception. And what we're trying to do with your situation is the idea, how can we take that perception and change it to where you're in that unlimited mode where you can get everything you want to, because there's something about certain things that are going on that you're not too sure about, okay? So it's just the idea of getting you to the point where you have faith and you also know. Once you get into the knowing, that's a little bit more intense than just having faith. Hey, faith is like, I know it's going to happen. But knowing is walking away from it. Knowing that,
yeah,
just for fact, this is the way things are going to turn out for me. But I don't have to sit here and think about this anymore. It's a done deal. And that's what I'm saying with you. That's one thing I would, but see, that's what Amy was talking about. You know, this trust issue is a trusting, can I really do that? You know? Yes, you can. I'll start the tone off right now. Yes, you can. You're worthy. You've been through a lot of stuff in your life of criticism and people telling you that you're wrong and that kind of stuff. It's one of those things of shedding that coat and saying, okay, who cares what people say? I'm content with who I am. But there's a lot of people around you who are not, so that's their insecurities playing out. And they try to play them through you by changing you to make them feel better, when it's actually they need to be working on themselves. But it's also a reflection to you to do the same. Maybe you don't have the same prejudices, okay? But there's something about the insecurities, insecurity tracking another insecurity. So your insecurity is the ideal of lack of worth. So just change that. Does that make sense to you, Mary?
Yes. I was going to say, I keep seeing blue, like, around your throat chakra, so I'm not sure if that means that you're not speaking your truth to others, or maybe not speaking it to yourself, not telling yourself that this is something that you can do. Going on
might
with the
be
whole
this thing. It might be the headache that I have.
You have a blue headache?
I have a headache that, you know, I can listen to everything, but it seems like the pain is overtaking everything that I can absorb.
Well, there is a certain blue to the idea of your third eye chakra, too, and your throat chakra. And usually when you have gifts of hearing and seeing and that kind of stuff, it also works with your throat chakra because you have to voice those. If not to yourself, you voice the people you're picking up with. And the idea of having this headache, I keep seeing, I can hear everything, I'm fine with that, but I can't. I have a tough time with my vision of whatever's going on there, where I just get this really strong impressions of seeing things for what they are. That doesn't mean, a lot of people go right to the freaking negative and go, okay, so I don't want to see what's really happening. No, not the negative part, the positive part. You're having trouble seeing the reality of what you really could have, or even money that you could walk away from, or walk away with, I should say that.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because I used to have the same problem, too, with certain people I would have around me where I didn't see them for what they really was, and I'd have migraines. I'm not trying to be funny or nothing, but when I was with my ex-wife, I had migraines all the time.
And then when I got away from her and she married my brother, the biggest thing about that was looking at the positive. Why did that happen? Well, see, all the things that everybody said that she was doing behind my back and doing to me, I got to be the observer and watch her do this to them, do those things to him. So they was true, and I got to see them. So, see, the truth was spoken, and my migraines were gone. I finally saw her for what she really was in that situation, but also looked at my situation of it was okay, a positive thing to walk away. Okay? I could sit here and go, okay, I did this and this and this. I wasn't a good guy. But also look at the perception. It fell apart because
of the other person as well, not just me. It reflected me to make me a better person. And then on her side, she decided to feed into her insecurities and go get somebody else that she thought could take care of her when it was one of those things where she needed to work on those insecurities of her own and reflected to me. So I worked on mine. Now I'm very self-efficient. And she's still connected to somebody else. But see, the thing was so good about it was I got to see that. The world, the universe played itself out so I could see it from a different point of view where I could actually observe it instead of be a part of it. That way I could actually see it very clearly. So with your situation, I think in having these headaches and stuff, it's the idea of having the courage to walk away from it. And like I said before, Mary, I'm not judging you, but I just feel like in some ways with some of your friends, you have a tendency to get caught in the conversation and rehash certain things, which you're still giving the power to it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Because, like I said, it's not no judgmental thing. It's the idea of looking and going, am I really doing that? Oh, I am. I need to stop doing that. If you're not, then tell me I'm wrong. So I'm just saying, give a chance to take a look at it.
How about you, Amy? Would you have any more to add to that?
No, not at this time, Donnie.
Well, we'll check back with you then. You sound so serious when you do that. It's like talking to the president. I'll be right back.
See, what it was, Donnie, yesterday I called the adjuster and I said, well, where is my weekly pay? It's almost 4 weeks. You haven't said anything.
Uh-huh.
Oh, let me check into this. She gets in the computer. She says they have something that I'm out because of a mental situation. I'm like, no. I said, I faxed you the letter. They're accommodating my work restrictions from the physician. You should be paying me. Doesn't say anything about mental in the letter or anything. When I left the store on the 23rd of December, they told me it's due to my work restrictions that I have from the doctor. Injury when I hurt myself on the job.
Okay. Well, in the situation you're talking about, what I would do is interact and work with my angels and bring the divine in because working with these people here, they have a certain agenda they're covering up. They don't want to sit there and deal with it to the point of telling everybody the truth. So what you do is you bring the truth in. And basically, I do this all the time. Try it yourself. See what happens, okay? No. What I'm saying is, the divine, I understand. What I'm saying is, let me finish just 1 minute. I'm talking about, maybe we talked about this before, but writing yourself a guardian angel letter. And the idea of the guardian angel letter is the idea of being able to write it down and say, this is what I'd like to see happen. I mean, down to the point of even if it's like a situation of rewriting a computer program. Yes. I'll be down in a minute. All right. Okay, guys, if you heard that, I have plenty of socks now. Laundry is done. What I was saying was, write the guardian. That's what I mean by writing a guardian angel letter. These things are great because what you do is you put no restrictions, no restrictions. You put down exactly what you want to happen in the situation, down to the point of saying, okay, the information they have is wrong. Now, the reason I say this is because I've done situations before where I lost keys and things like this that no one else could find, and I asked my angels to help me find these keys, and these keys wind up in the weirdest places, but I still find them. Okay, so the ideal of unlimited access, what you can do is the point of them finding a file with that exact information in there to know this, so therefore when they're put into certain positions that they try to lie, this comes back to haunt them because they don't know how it got there, but the point is facts have been still written out.
And this can really help in your situation of resolving certain things that are going on right now to get money coming back into your life. And that's what I'm saying. Right. Go ahead.
Sorry, Donnie.
No, it's okay.
When you initially injured yourself, you filled out all the paperwork for a workman's comp, I take it.
Yes. Well, I didn't. No, my boss did all that. What
did
I went through is...
Were you able to get a copy of that? Or can you get a copy of that?
I've asked for it, but they're not going to give it to me because my boss bought it some stuff. So they're covering it.
I'm just saying.
My boss is fired. They've already sent me to a company doctor, and they're looking for another company doctor for me because the first company doctor released me from his care, but he gave me restrictions to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
The company doctor released me, but gave me permission to go back to work. And he found my mental situation because how I was harassed on the job. And I was astounded because of the fraud that my boss did to me on the orientation and training and other stuff that has to do with the insurance. And so they fired her. And when I got injured, they paid me 1 week and, almost like some part of 1 week and a 360 for another week because I get 360 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the work, light duty, they came and my DMs came and took me off and said, we're going to accommodate you and take, we want you to go home and get better.
Right.
So they gave me a letter, this letter I passed over to the insurance company. And she's saying something in her system, said something about mental or something, that she's not reading the whole thing. I told her, you know what? I said, the letter that they gave me, that I faxed to your coworker, Michelle, has nothing on there. It says nothing about mental. Okay, I'm taking care of both issues, mental and my physical. I'm waiting for you to give me my doctor. It's taking a long time. But the only reason they released me from my job is based on their half also, which is mental, and my injury. At the same time, I hurt myself on the job. I've been released on was the light duty restrictions. That's why they took me off of work. They never wanted to see them restrictions. But I was there doing the light duty. I told them I can do it. They want to see my restrictions. They said no, they didn't want them. And I've already made a statement to another DM about all that. Different DM on top of the two DMs that came that day. So that's what I'm dealing with right now. And I know that they're going to play me. I know it's going to come through. But it's just they're trying to stop from paying me when they owe me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For that, or they're too busy to keep up with me. Or they're covering something up.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see.
I'm just saying, with the situation I was talking about before, I understand what you're talking about, these guidelines and everything's going on, but I'm just saying, I just feel like if you would sit down and do this letter thing, I think it would make a big improvement with the situation because you'd write down what you want to happen, which I feel like in some ways would take you away from, because right now there's a little bit of anger because of the way you've been treated. That anger is it's not as strong as anything positive, but at the same time it still resonates. I'm just wanting to cancel it out and focus on what you really want and what you need at this moment. If that makes sense, doesn't it, Mary?
Yes, it does.
I mean, but I guess you would say our biggest concern is a positive outcome to the whole thing, because I've always seen a positive outcome to this whole thing. I just don't want anything to divert that from happening, because people don't understand. I can sit and do readings until doomsday. If you're not willing to do the part and to do the work on your end, it's not going to happen because you're canceling out certain things because of that. So I'm not just a person to give you predictions. I'm going to sit here and say, well, hey, we can make sure that happens. And if we do certain things, I can almost guarantee that's what the outcome is going to be. And we're working together on the whole thing. But you have to do the work, too, because it's your life. And that's what I'm saying. I pick up a lot of things that have been going on, and I feel like, yeah, there are people doing things to you. But I don't want to reinforce that anymore. I don't want to give that energy to that illusion. I want to go past that point of saying, okay, this is why some miracles happen here, where... that all of a sudden, the money just starts rolling in. We don't care how or what. I've seen files on people be rewritten somehow, where people think, okay, I got this information here, or they're trying to cover something up, and then something comes to light where it could be simply just walking into a courtroom with some information that they can't keep from happening. The judge gets to hear it anyway, and next thing you know, boom, the case falls in their case and their direction. Or with this one here, all of a sudden you got money coming to you.
And I'm sure there's some lawyer in your area that they do initially anyway, at least a free consultation. If not, you know, there's many that will do cases and they won't take any money unless you get an award.
Wasn't there certain lawyers that you were actually talking to, Mary?
Yes. Yeah, they haven't. They really didn't get it. They didn't take me in. In other words.
I'm just saying, the reason I was asking the question, because I was like saying, you know, we were talking about angels and working with angels, and in this situation, I just feel like just the idea of asking the question to guide you in the right direction to find someone who's going to help you out this situation you're in could really work out really well.
I'm just trying to focus on that part of say, okay, just talking to the angels, because these people around you, I don't want to associate with them at all. Would you?
Mm-hmm.
So, Mary, smile.
Yeah. I'm okay. This little hair we've had. And I know it's going to be okay. I know it's going to be okay. I'm only human, you know. I can sometimes, you know, get down on myself because I'm only human.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I know there's a higher power, and that higher power is God.
That's
I know
right.
He's on my your side.
Yes, Mary.
Side. Everybody in this house is here where I'm at. He's on our side.
Okay, Mary, but with that realization, that means you have to change that saying that you're only human, because you're not. You're more than human. You're more than a human body.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're right. I'm spiritual inside this human body, yes.
Yeah,
I'm
you're
right.
More than that body. You know, it's like saying I'm my Mustang.
And I'm made of positivity. Actually, my spirit, everybody's spirit is the way I see it. We're made in a positivity energy. But
mm-hmm.
It's up to you. Are you going to be on the bad side or are you going to be on the good side? That's the way.
Yeah. I just feel like you focus really positive on what you really want. This situation will not last and it lasts much longer. And I'm not saying.
No, I have laughed. Trust me, I've laughed when she told me this, that something about mental, I started laughing. I'm like, what? I'm laughing on the inside. I'm like, are you okay? The letter she gave me plainly states, I'm taking off the field of my doctor restriction. The same
right.
thing about mental. Hello, wake up. Can you go read the letter again?
Well,
oh, yeah, it was
good.
Funny.
Good, you can get a good laugh out of that whole thing and just realize that people can do whatever they want to. I guarantee you there's something a whole
yeah,
lot can. Higher than that, and they can't do nothing with that. They can't manipulate that kind of energy.
That's true.
So, Mary, if you want to give me a call later on and do a little reading or something, that's fine.
Okay, I will.
Okay, because I was sitting there going, okay, we got it. I'm just saying, I don't want to kick you off the line. I just want to get to some other callers. But if you still want to sit
okay,
and talk and stuff, just give me a call later. We'll do that, okay?
I'll call you in a couple of hours.
Alrighty.
God bless
you. You too.
Bye,
thank
Amy.
You
God bless. Bye, Mary. Have a good rest of your night. You too. Good night. Bye-bye.
I did this yesterday. I had guests on my show, and I hit the wrong button and canceled her out. I was like, oh, if you're out there and you can hear me, call back in, please. It was Courtney.
Oh, no.
I was sitting there talking to Courtney, and she said, I got to do something real quick. And I said, okay, I'll just check this other person here. Or was it? Oh, no, that's what it was. We had these two guys from that show called Divine Healing, Pac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he left. So he's not on the line, but the line was still open. So I sit there and say, okay, I'll just kick that one off there. Well, the situation of clicking it off, and I clicked him off. and Amin was still here. Sort of, kind of. So the Angel of Abundance. The Angel of Abundance, we've all heard these things. Now, there's a difference between Archangel Raphael and the Angel of Abundance. We're saying Angel of Abundance. Raphael is an archangel. I mean, we're on the same track line, but like Archangel Raphael, yes, there's two
dualities there too, where it's like the angel of healing, but also the angel of abundance. But if you start thinking about it, in the process of healing yourself and letting go of issues, it seems to open up more abundance in your life because you're not hanging on to things that's keeping those, I guess, restrictions. So that's the difference between the two. But they all work together. I mean, that's why I have my deck of archangels and healing with the angel deck, because I've always figured, hey, we should have a deck that reflects the angels all working together, so that's why I came up with this one. Or I should say my angels gave me that vision, okay?
Yep.
So let's take another caller. Boy, there's some nights I just... Area code 347. You're on the air.
Hi.
Yo. What's your name?
My name is Gina.
Gina.
Hi.
Have we talked to me? Have you been on before, Gina?
I think I've been on before, yes.
Okay, so how you been and what's up? And do you have a couple of questions?
I'm doing good. I'm not too sure what I asked you about last time. Probably about moving and everything.
Right.
And then we got,
I just want to say one thing real quick. Say hi to Amy.
Hi, Gina.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm great.
Yes. So where are you, Gina?
I am in New York.
Okay, because... New York. Are you New York, or just New York State?
New York. I'm in Brooklyn.
You're in Brooklyn.
Yay!
To everybody in Brooklyn, we said hi.
Thank you. I will. I was calling.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, what were you asking?
No, I just was asking if you're still in the midst of moving or wanting to move.
I am. I'm moving at the end of the month. Everything is just kind of up in the air. I'm definitely moving. I took that advice. And, you know, things are starting to definitely look up. I got, you know, booked for work next month. And, yeah, so that's really good.
I'm just saying, you should definitely see a lot more opportunities.
Yeah, things are starting to open up. The last thing I just wanted to ask about, I guess, was money. Things are definitely opening up. I just wanted to see if you guys got anything for me surrounding money and if that's going to be coming in anytime soon.
Well, with the situation I was reading here real quick, I was reading this one little statement here I like to read real quick. It says, when you finally move into your true place, which was a life of spiritual communications, you could not fully reconcile the ideal that spiritual work justifies abundance. Okay?
Got it.
So we'll talk to you later. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm just saying that statement itself resonates. The ideal, what you're trying to do, is the ideal of putting yourself in the right place, your true place where you belong. Because we were talking about this before when I had Shauna on the show, saying that in the midst of relationships, most people identify with relationships very clearly, of understanding that I went through all these guys. Why did I go through all those guys for? Well, those were little guys that kind of told you that you were off the path. So they kind of reflected back to you, and you got back and started going forward again. And then you meet this wonderful person, and you're thinking, I finally attracted the person I was supposed to be with, when actuality it was just attracting the person you were supposed to be with in the first place. There was just certain stumbling blocks that got in the way. So situation of true place, true success, which means getting back to the path that you were chosen to take in the first place. So that all those things were destined for you. It's just the idea of opening up your mind and working with the angels to see that. And then go forward and to accept it and embrace it when it happens. So, does it make sense to you?
It does. I've been doing a lot more work with my spirit guides. And, it's a little scary at first, but it's definitely really good.
So, right now you're looking for work, is what you're saying?
I'm a freelancer, so yes, I'm always looking for work.
The reason I asked the question...
Yes.
Is because of the connections of listeners out throughout that are listening right now, that since you're a freelancer, I think it would be a good idea to tell everybody, if they want to take advantage of you and your services and who you are, you should put your information out there and tell them, hey, contact me at so-and-so, and if you feel comfortable with that, you can do that right now on the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, I totally feel comfortable. I do model casting and fashion show production for... the shows all over the world. So if you need to get in contact with me, I'm available for New York, London, Milan, and Paris. And I can be reached at, can I put my number on there?
You can do anything you want to get people to call you so you can actually get some business, okay?
Sure. 347-414-9904.
And actually,
my
I'll
name
take
is
it,
Gina.
Okay, and I'll actually take it one step further. And if you would like to come on the show, like here the next week or so, and be a co-host, I will promote
Actually, I would love that. I'm actually I'm also a professional tarot reader.
Okay, so you come on the show like all next week. Give us like an hour, and I'll sit there and take this number of yours and your information, and if you can, put it in the chat room too.
Totally.
And then I'll take the number down myself, send me a bio, and I will promote you on the air for a week.
Sure. I can totally co-host with you. I would love that.
Okay.
Would love that.
And if anybody else out there would like to be a co-host, well, I can offer you the same thing. Because people don't realize, okay, now I'm freaking out. There's music. Does this mean the
I know. My phone just started ringing, like a confirmation.
I guess. I'm freaking out. So anybody else out there wants to be a co-host with me, if you come on the show, you don't realize how much advertising really costs. For a show like this, for 3 hours, would be over $300 just to promote just what she just said. So therefore, if you want to get some exposure, I will be glad to have you on the show. You can be a co-host. We work together. Whatever you want to do, tarot reader. I don't care if you're a plumber. I think we all have
that's something about us.
In any kind of line, we all spiritual, so therefore you can get your message out. Or if you want to just call the show, and we call in and we answer a couple questions for you, if you got something that you'd love to promote, then do it. All I ask in return in situations like that is just donate some money to the show if you'd like, or whatever makes you feel comfortable. But at the same time, realize that that's a good opportunity to get out there and get exposure. You know, don't sit there and say, hey, you know, I'm not being that successful, things are not working that way. When there are certain opportunities that cross your path, take advantage of those things, not just with this situation, but any kind of situation that puts you out there. If somebody walks up tomorrow and gives you a check for $25,000 and says, start your own business, they don't sit there and go, I don't accept charity. When I guarantee you, with something that you put out there that's manifesting, maybe it didn't come the way you wanted to, but it definitely still came to you. So take that in consideration and ask yourself, is my angel of abundance wide open? Because at that moment, I had a hesitation. So I would work with that. Those are pure signs to showing you that there's blockages working with you. You got some girl that... No, I don't know if you guys were here earlier, but I guess you would say my now girlfriend, which I'm kind of having a tough time with that term, because I haven't had a girlfriend in 3 years. Don't look at me any differently than that, okay? No judging. Just called on the show, first part of our show, and confessed her love. Which I did not see coming, so I was sitting there, and it got kind of quiet for a while because I was kind of a little bit overwhelmed. I'm telling you guys, when you have certain things that you focus on and you get that manifestation, they always say you should be prepared for what you ask for because you might get it. So when you get it, you know, I think it's more of a not telling you that you're wrong, that you shouldn't be getting what you want. But at the same time, think about it. Are you ready? And I think I'm ready. It's just that I'm not, it's like, that's the kind of person I actually see myself with, and now I am. So therefore, it was one of those things of being in the midst of your manifestation that you realize that it actually came to pass. So stop 5 minutes and look at the situation and go, okay, maybe you do have exactly what you wanted, but you haven't taken time to look at it. So think about that, because she called the show to do exactly what she did, but I think it's more than just me that was really impressed by that whole thing. I think it's one of those things that I've seen before, people calling the show, and, you know, thanks for having that one person on there, and it made perfect sense with my life and that kind of thing. Even to the point where they asked me the question, when you sure you were doing a reading for that person, or were you doing that reading for me? Not realizing the reason we like doing things in this format is because we, in one reading, we touch more than just that one person. And that's the whole point. The more people that we can actually touch, the more we can change mass consciousness to the way of thinking more in the positive way, and how strong manifestation is, but also how powerful people are on an individual basis, and then you combine it together as one big group, you change the world. Does anybody have a comment with that one?
I agree wholeheartedly. Sorry I haven't been able to comment much. I've got my kids kind of racing around here screaming, so I had myself on mute after that.
I'll say one thing to you, Amy. You should stop apologizing for things you don't need to be apologizing for. You have your situation, and you have your life, but you're also this fantastic person that puts up with it. You should give yourself consideration for that as well.
Yes, I agree, Donnie.
Four kids. I mean, I would sit there and go, I probably would have shot myself by now.
So, I was sitting there looking at my mom the same way, too, and saying, maybe that's the reason she's crazy now, because she had five kids. But,
it helps to be half crazy to start with. That's what it is.
Is that how it works?
Yep.
So if you're dealing with other situations, you're fine. I just thought it would be a good experience for you that if you felt something, just tell us.
Yeah. And I do appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. It's like with Gina. You are a very powerful person, so therefore ask yourself. You really strongly believe in yourself, but at the same time, do you think you deserve the total best of everything as well? This is not, I'm not asking you a question. I'm saying, I'm not asking you a question.
Ask
I'm just
myself.
Saying, yourself. That makes sense.
Yes, makes sense.
Okay. I'm just saying, I think in some ways you're very talented as a tarot reader, too. I feel like you've done some really powerful readings, and I think it'd be an asset to have you on the show. So,
thank you. I look forward to it.
So
how should I reach you to coordinate that?
Well, we could actually coordinate that right now.
Oh, perfect.
This week, I'm sitting here looking at my calendar, as in, what is this week? What is today?
Today's the 18th.
And then tomorrow's the 19th. Well, that's how it usually works, right, guys? let me say one thing real quick. We got 38 minutes left in the show. And if you want to call and ask some questions, please do so. The number here is 646-721-9031. If you have any, what would you call it, Gina? What is your title?
My title. I am a fashion show producer and casting director.
So if you can utilize her gifts, please give her a call at
347-414-9904.
I guarantee
Thank you.
Yeah, whatever event you got going on, I guarantee she can enhance the whole thing and make it seem like it's effortless. So, give her a call. And the same thing, too, with the situation. I give her a call and ask her about a tarot reading. She might actually do one for you. At the same time, she promotes you. So, and I don't know how it works for you, but it seems like that's a good thing to do, right?
Totally works.
Okay, so see, next week's wide open for me. So just, you know, the first thing that comes to my mind is the 25th, 26th, and 27th. See how that works for you. I mean, if you can be here, if you can be here Monday through Saturday, that's fine. But I'm just saying with the situation of whatever's more convenient or even comfortable for you, just those 3 days pop out the most to me, the 25th, the 26th, and the 27th. So.
What day is Tuesday? Next Tuesday, maybe?
Tuesday the 25th, Wednesday the 26th, and Thursday the 27th.
The 25th works.
Those 3 days work?
The 25th works for me for now.
Okay, the 25th works for you right now. And your name is Gina?
Yep.
What's your last name? Well, you don't. If you want to tell me your last name, you don't have to. I'll just put down Gina. And then what you want to do is, I'm thinking, man. Today is Tuesday, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay, call me tomorrow between 10 and 11 o'clock. You're in New York, so I'm talking about in the morning.
Okay.
And we'll discuss all the details for the 25th, and we'll get the information and stuff, and I'll get it on my website.
Perfect. And what is the number?
My number is 937-838-6337. And for you out there, if anybody wants to get a reading, it's still $10 for an hour for calling the show and $5 for a half hour. And that number again is 937-838-6337. Or go through my website with psychic-journeyman-yolasite.com. And actually, it was psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. I had these dashes in there. So, the way the weather's been going, might be dashing through the snow. I don't know if anybody's like me, but the idea of dashing through snow right now is a little, it's been around too long, needs to go. And, I remember one time falling and breaking my butt because of the ice and snow, so that wasn't fun. And some thoughts we need to get rid of so we can actually have fun again in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a friend of mine who used to co-host my
with me. It was Desiree, and she actually has a show here on Blog Talk Radio called Adored Angel. Adored Angel Show. It's at 8:30 Pacific time, so check it out. She's a very gifted reader, and I recommend her highly. If you want to call her, her phone number is 818-200-7431, or you can contact her at her website, which is adoredangel.yolasite.com. So check her out, I'm telling you guys. And also, what was that? I have all papers around me, but for some reason, I think they have a tendency to get their walking papers and leave. All right, let's see. My other friend I have on here on Blog Talk Radio is Courtney Bibb. She has a show called Courtney's Intuitive Corner. Give her a call and check out her show. And plus, if you're in Georgia, I'm not really sure exactly where it is, but I'm pretty sure if you know her, spend time at her shop. It's a very, for some reason it escaped me. Positive environment. Okay. And my other show, another friend of mine, Linda West, was on here too, and she has a show called Empowered Life. But she also is a reader on Voices of the Angels, and they actually have a show here on Block Talk Radio too. Voice of the Angels, which is on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, or I think. Check her out. The show's on Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Okay, shut it off.
So, I was going to say something, and it escaped me. But like I said before, the Angel of Abundance. One thing I would recommend that anybody could get this book, The Angels Within Us, a spiritual guide to the 22 angels that govern our lives. It would definitely show you that the angels back up the higher arcana, the cards of the higher arcana. There's an angel for each one of those, but the book would also help people to understand what angel is with each card, what the planets, the energy, the whole thing, that how they all work together. Give you a good idea, give you some insight on just how they work together. Plus, the 22 angels, it's like anything else. It's like if you're a person who works out, you realize that when you work out, the body works better when it's used as a unit. Same thing with the angels. In the back of the book, I thought was kind of incredible. Was giving you what angels you could work together, but it's like the imagination, you know, of putting these two together. Like relationships, like the angel of abundance and the angel of order and harmony work together, where it can actually help you get, like if you have a business and you're, maybe it's a simple one little thing that keeps you from getting, being successful is being organized. So you could get the angel of order and harmony to do that with your business. That at the same time, angel of abundance can actually work better to bring more abundance into your life. Or maybe you have a problem with materialism and you have a, you don't realize that you have a contradicting mind of saying, I want abundance, but at the same time, you don't believe in materialistic things, which in this lifetime, they are a part of it, and it could keep you from getting what you want. So you would work with the angel of success and the angel of materiality and temptations, about helping you understand that maybe some desires that you think are temptations, they're not. They're actually things that you really want, and that's okay. And then maybe you're looking at materializing a relationship, a romantic relationship, working with the angel of love, loving relationships. And at the same time, maybe you don't have the reality. I think you could actually do that, or you think it's all illusion, or love doesn't exist, or being in a loving relationship is like Santa Claus. It just doesn't really exist. It's just a myth or an illusion. So you work with the angel of illusions and reality and the angel of loving relationship together to get past that fear or phobia. So you see how the angels work together? So what you can do is use your imagination, get the book, go over what's in the book, look at the angels in the back, look at the combinations, and then listen to your angels to help you understand the which ones that you should work with and put together. Then you have you'll have all this information to work with. I just feel like the more information you have, the more connected you are with the angels, because you know what it's all about. You know what they are all about. It makes you feel more comfortable with the situation. So therefore, instead of being so realistic and so analytical, you sit here and let your guard down to let something that was spiritual come in
which is kind of funny because we all believe in when we walk outside.
We know the wind exists because we can feel it. And that's the whole concept. Getting yourself to a point of feeling what is really around you because you believe in the wind, the air, because you can feel it, but you can't see it. But you have no problem with that. But when it comes to God and angels and those kind of things, I can't see them, so I don't know if it's real or not. And even though I guarantee you probably see them, you feel them every day.
So does anybody have any questions? I'll take that as a no.
Is anybody there?
I'm here, Donna.
Okay, they're both there. They must have been taking naps.
trying to keep the volume of the kids off.
Gotcha.
The voices of the kids off.
So with Gina, do you have any more questions that you'd like to ask us or anything that you'd like to comment or anything?
Let's see. I've been having a lot of dreams recently with skeletons, and I'm pretty sure that means death, but I just wanted, you know, transformation and change.
I have to disagree, but I understand what you're saying. Your perception tells you otherwise. I'm just saying, when I pick up on it really quickly, no. And this might make sense to you, I'll tell you, okay? I'm not disagreeing with some of the things you're picking up on, but I think it's more of a bigger picture than that. I feel like the skeletons are actually wanting you to look. This is a sign of looking inwards.
Okay.
Okay, you're looking at what people perceive as death, as a skeleton and the Green Reaper and that kind of stuff. So it's an attachment. I wouldn't say not to look at that, but I'm saying the one thing I pick up on the other side of the road is to keep looking at yourself and look inwards at yourself. Look at that deeper essence of who you are. Also, they're also reflecting to you in those dreams the ideal of this is really important because this is your foundation, which is, if you look at the skeleton of the human body, that's the foundation.
I wanted to ask if Amy had any, I didn't speak to her yet, so if she had anything, or if she received anything based on my question.
Yes, actually, I did just go to a quieter area.
Okay.
To say this.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that there's a lot of hard work that you have done, and that there is to come, but I'm sure it's stuff that you can handle.
Mm-hmm.
That you are in pursuit of your ideals and that you have good plans on how to accomplish all of this. And that you just need patience and perseverance, and I know that you have been doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I don't know, I see that you see people with your heart instead of with your mind, and you want to do your best for them in your work and in just life in general.
Got it. Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was great having you on the show, Gina. So keep in touch.
You.
Tell us how things are going, and
we will talk later. And I look forward
to
having you on the show.
I will call you tomorrow.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Gina.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody, we got 26 minutes left in the show. It's actually, what is it, the 18th of January, 2011. There's a nice number in itself, too, if you think about it. You got two ones, an 8, an infinity, and an 11, and together, 2. And it's also 8:34, that's Eastern Time. So call in and ask us some questions. The number here is 646-721-9031. So with the situation going on, we were centered also with the situation of, I like about this book is it really has some meditations in it.
Donnie, I'm going to have to say goodbye for now. I have to go tame the beast.
No problem. Well, thank you for being on as long as you could, okay?
Yeah, and I will definitely talk to you another time, okay?
All righty. You have a good night. Thank you.
You too. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night. All right. The queue is wide open, guys. So give us a call. What's so good about this book is the idea of the meditations. I always recommend that you get your own meditation, but it's some place to start. You know, it's like the angel. You could tell. It's like looking at a situation. Like, look at the angel of success. It's sending mixed signals to her, to yourself, which is on the lower self-worth. So working with like the angel of imagination could also help you with the angel of abundance and the angel of success, working with all those things of helping you to understand that you deserve to be successful. But at the same time of being in the ideal of success, also it's okay to accept compensation for what you're doing. And it could be simply accepting something from somebody as your neighbor. You know, it's like they borrowed sugar from you and they come back and they compensate you for that. You know, you should look at the situation and just let things be the way they are. I mean, in the Bible it says you have not because you ask not, so therefore it could be anything. Not just the idea of asking God, but also being in positions of asking questions. You know, you have not because you ask not, so don't be scared to go to the neighbors yourself and do those things. Ask if you have certain needs. Because I guarantee you, the situation is, if you don't say anything, I guarantee you'll never know anything. If they say no, at least you have a thing to go to. And think about it. You go to one neighbor who doesn't have what you want or doesn't want to give it to you. What's that tell you? If the need is great, then you go to somebody else. It sends you into a direction to get what you want. It sends you into a direction to get the manifestation you're trying to produce. It just wasn't with that person. It's the same with relationships. Working with the angel of abundance also opens up the idea of taking a step backwards or a step back to look at the situation you're in and saying, okay, I can have everything I want. It just isn't with this person. And realizing by sitting down and looking at the person, by working with your angels, they say the relationship is not supposed to work. They put you in a state of being loving and caring. Unconditionally loving. It gives you a sense of freedom to speak what you have to say. And in the process, you can walk away from that relationship, and so can he. Because if you're not destined to be together, then you're destined to be with two different people. So by making the decision you did, you can send him on his way so where he can find his significant other. Because I guarantee you, in a situation like that, you're probably being pulled to that person anyway. That's why things are going in two different directions. So give that a call. Listen to it, what it says when it comes to you. Tithing, you know, like giving 10% of your income to where you receive your spiritual nourishment. Well, look at the situation. But what do you do if you're self-employed? Or you're a person who does things yourself, you know, working with your angels. I mean, who are you going to compensate? I guess you could give your angels 10% of your time for what they've done to you, but I just don't feel like they're not in a position to help you to get compensation. They're there to help you because that's how they feel. Almost like look at the situation. Remember, I mean, shoot, if you love someone unconditionally, all you want to do is everything for them. And that's what the whole thing's all about. Angels. Giving. And sometimes if you put yourself in a position, and that's why I say work with the angel of abundance, is so to do things right, to put things in perspective, okay? You know, because if you give just for the purpose of getting back, it doesn't really benefit you, and it doesn't really benefit the person that gives. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like giving, you give to a person that has the money, you know, and you're just giving it to that person just because you want something back. So send it out to the world. But if you just, I guarantee if you just help that person just because you want to help that person, it'll probably come back a whole lot more abundantly. So ask yourself right at that moment, if you are giving to get back, then you're more than likely your angel of abundance is blocked from doing what it can do. because we've already learned the angel of loving, unconditional love and freedom. The power of manifestation is God, so therefore God is pure love. So it's definitely in a loving state that you do these things to get you back the results that you're looking for. To those we shall, who shall be given so that they can give again. So I guess I'd say in my situation, you know, donate money to the show, not because of anything of wanting the money. It's just the idea of keeping the show going to continually give. And I feel like the idea of compensation is the ideal where I can be also in a state of giving. You know, the more I have, the more I can give to the next person. So that's, I guess, asking so you can give more, I would say that's a good thing. Take a deep breath and just let it go and calm and relax. And it's like, we're just, the age of, you know, it's just one of those things of open channels. And that's basically what we're talking about here with the angel of abundance. The angel of abundance can do what it wants. The angel of abundance will feel the new regenerating life flowing into you and will throw open the floodgates to extend her power of manifestation to literally make all things new in your life. But you see, there's also a pure love going to each other. It's like a cycle continuously going around. So guys, if you really want to come on this, focus and ask yourselves, if you have some blockages, then find the source to unblock them. If it's chakras, then clear the chakras, the auras, the gateways, you know, keeping your body open channel so the angels can work through you to manifest exactly what you want. It's also the idea of if you get the life that you want and it puts you in a state I love, then you love everyone around you too. So what happens to you benefits everybody else. And then there, next thing you know, we all have everything that we want and the world's a whole lot more abundant. And for people who say that we need negativity, need to re-examine that whole situation, that whole scenario, understanding what? If the world is completely positive, that means everybody has evolved to that state so where we can all exist and all we do is love each other. Wouldn't that be a great thing to do? Do you really need negative things to happen to motivate you to get there? Because I know for a fact that when I do this whole thing and I loved what I do, and the more I do and the more I see things happening, especially when I'm sitting around manifesting things too, when these things happen, it just puts me in a state of what else can I do? What else can I be? I just found out more things about myself. So what else is there? And it was a constant evolving, so therefore it's a constant searching. Well, I thought you'd jump out the freaking windows, huh, guys? Don't you love that? You're sitting there in thought. It's quiet. You're content. And the phone goes off and scares you to death. So, on that note, everybody call in. Just answer some questions. We still got 17 minutes left. And I guarantee if you pop on this queue, even when we go up the air, I will still answer your question. So give us a call at 646-721-9031. And also, if you want to get a private reading from me, that is 937-838-6337. And my website is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. We have a special going on until the end of February. If you call this show, you will get a break, and it will only cost you $10 an hour. And $5 for a half hour. If you are referred to the show from somebody else, let me rephrase that. If you are referred by someone who calls the show, you still get a break too, and it would be only $45 an hour and $25 for a half hour. If you are a person who just goes to my website, you will notice that it's $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour. So even the people that are getting a break from people who call the show, you'll see that $45 is not even half. So take advantage of those rates before the end of February, and I would love to work with you. And looking forward to it. So give us a call in here. Number is 646-721-9031. Private call. Private readings are 937-838-6337. I also want everybody to understand that when you go to my website and it says radio show guest,
that refers to you. You are my guest when you're on the show as well. And we appreciate every one of you. So please, give us a call. I feel like there's some people out there that are kind of hesitant to calling, but I guarantee you that I'm very discreet, very private. I don't tell anybody about anything that I do with my clients unless I'm given permission to do so. So therefore, no one will ever find out anything from me. Plus, with the situation, I'm just saying, let's put it all together. Let's do what we got to do. Let's work together. Let's come up with the answers.
These past life regressions and past life readings are really good, great tools. It's one of those things I would definitely take advantage of to find out certain things about yourself. They, all they can do is enhance your life now. And the more information and the more we know about ourselves, the more easier it is to manifest things as well, because we know what we want, literally. If there's any blockages, we know where to find them. But to see what the angel, a simple meditation for the angel of abundance is the ideal. It goes something like this. The angel of spirit, I am. I invoke your power and force to clear my consciousness of all false beliefs regarding money and to open wide your gate and flood my world with the infinite abundance I am and have. I ask this in love and for the good of all, that my financial self-sufficiency come forth now for my right use quickly, easily, and peacefully. Now, what you do, just bring your mind, bringing to mind the divine pattern of abundance and feel it. What that means is the ideal, focus on the, I guess you said, the blueprint of what you want to happen, and securely place it in your heart center. Now look deeply within, and with the inner eye, see the divine flowing coming forth. See the light emanating from the Holy Self, shining through the gate of abundance, extending on through that perfect, like you know, we talked about before, perfect slide, and your projector pouring out to illuminate your world with omnipresent prosperity. Now, as you're going through this meditation, work with the flow by radiating your love. Sometimes it'd be a great thing to do is to sit there and focus on the energy right behind your heart and then say to yourself, I love, I love, I love. And I've done that before myself. And you can definitely feel the energy resonating from your body. So it can also, you can focus and engulf your body with that whole, that energy too. You can use it for protection or just take it to the point where you just want to let the resonance go out as far as you can to touch everyone and everything. So therefore, people will see you in that state of love. And I guarantee if people see you in a state of love, they're more willing to give you things and help you with certain situations than they would if you didn't. If you're angry, they have a tendency to stay away. But that resonance is pure love. It will attract to you everything you need. Then you go back to the meditation and you say, I now radiate with deep feelings of love the light of the world I am, and I see the golden rays of substance covering and penetrating my world. So just picture it going out there, touching everything, everyone, and it goes clear around the, goes around the globe, and then it smacks you in the back of the head because it completely went around the world. Now you're all connected. Now you think about this, guys. If you want to have a successful business, I guarantee you, the more people you connect with, the more successful you're going to be, because it's going to come through other people. All your manifestations are going to come through people, because, you know, right now in this stage of development, I guess you would say, the idea of focusing and manifestation is going to come through somebody, unless you've obtained the knowledge how to materialize things right in your hand. But until you do that, I mean, think about that. You want a beer. It came through somebody getting out of the fridge or going to the store and buying it. Or money you obtained to go get it yourself. But see, there was people involved in the whole process. So you go on with the meditation. The divine reality is replacing the human effects. And I see everything in my world as whole and perfect. My life is good. So very good. Now you take it one step further. With your mind's eye, see yourself living in
joyous abundance. See everything complete in a divine order, with absolutely no sense of need registering in your consciousness. Know that you are looking at reality, and it will be your reality. So, you see, positive mind, positive thinking, I guarantee you'll start having that life that you want, which will feel very positive to you. And your life will also resonate that way as well, which you'll be continuously getting opportunities. And it just takes one little step, courage, to put yourself in the true place where you need to be at. These angels can actually help you find those spots and those places as well. Where do you belong? And the answer is where you get automatic overflowing success. Of course, success means a lot of things to different people, and it doesn't always mean tons and tons of money. What it means is the ideal of being compensated or being supportive because you're being supportive, and it's a complete two-way street, and everything's working great. So, if you guys want to call in, we still got 9 minutes left in the show, and get a call, get an answer, get some questions answered. The number here is 646-721-9031. Tomorrow we're having a guest on the show named Coral Ruby. She is a 11-year-old sixth grader who has the power of psychic ability through dreams. And she's going to be on the show tomorrow. This is the first time I think she's ever done anything like this. So we invited her on the show because she wants to take the next step to see if she can actually do it here in the wake world. So it would be great to have you all call in and ask her some questions, because she said she's open-minded to see what she can do. And I think it's going to be a very, very great show, very interesting. I've already listened to some of her dreams that she's had, and she's also confirmed a reading I did for her mother, because she's already dreamed it before I actually did the reading, and she just confirmed that. So that was kind of cool to actually get some confirmation from the psychic and what they had already picked up on the whole thing. So she's going to be here tomorrow. And then we're going to bring her back on Saturday, the 22nd, this Saturday. And she's bringing her brother along this time, who's also a person who hears spirits. So they're going to sit here and answer some questions for you if you want to call in and ask those questions. Don't worry, I'll be here as well, so we'll get those questions answered for you. But it's just one of those things. Check out the shows. Tomorrow, what is it? I'm sorry. And then Thursday, we have... We have a lady on who's going to be on. Her name is Donna Ryan. I'm not really sure. I had some information here, but, you know, I lost it. I need a bigger desk. But the situation was, it's going to be a very interesting show. I know it is. I brought her on the show because I wanted certain things that she reflects, and she is, and very positive people, very talented, but also very happy with what they're doing, and it resonates. And I want to bring that to you out there. See what's up. So it gives you an example and say, okay, I can be that too. Of course, that's the way it works. So get in there and give us a call. Check out the shows. It's gonna be a great week. And I gotta, if we sit there and let's sit here and go over that thing one quick. Also, I'm trying to figure out. As the week progresses, we're also going to cover a couple more. We're trying to cover angels from time to time. We're going to try to cover all 22 angels and give them a show for each one of the angels and go over those things. So I would definitely tune in for that. Then you can learn all about the 22 angels. But like we were talking about the other day in the meditation, I always sit there and say, too, to get you in there and introduce yourself to the angels yourself, because we all have them, is simply to sit down and do a meditation of focusing. Relaxation, relaxing your muscles, relaxing your body, letting your mind go, and talking to your guides and asking them to escort you to the council of the 22 angels. Picture yourself being carried by your hands down a nice hallway. As you get to the hallway, you see yourself. And then you look down, you see the door as the light is piercing through it. Get down to the door. You open the door, you walk through that door, and you see the council of the 22 angels. Look at each one of the angels. See those visions, see those features of those angels. Look them in the eye. and you'll feel the love that they have for you. They're just wanting you to reconnect with them, to open up those gateways, so therefore you can have the life that you want. And ask them, who am I having problems with? Which gateways are blocked? And which angels do I need to work with to open up those blockages? And listen to what you hear. Start your journal. I mean, you can have a journal and everything. Journal of abundance. Journal of working with your angels. Dream journals, which I recommend highly too. Have them by your bed. Or simply carry a tape recorder on you with you all day. Little small tape recorders. And just record everything that happens to you. I guarantee you're going to see a pattern of your angels communicating with you, where you'll just want to sit there and do the same thing. And taking the step to actually connect with the 22.
The Council of the 22 Angels is just part of all of it to put together. It's amazing exactly what can happen in your life if you just put yourself in those positions. Instead of looking at the world says we can't do this, we can't manifest things that easy. I mean, shoot, when The Secret came out, the biggest thing I saw was people talking about, was it a hoax? But these are also the people who have their own little fears they have to deal with as well. So they were trying to disprove it. But see, in the process of disproving the law of attraction, does it work or doesn't it work? They were attracting to them all that information to prove us wrong. So see, therefore, they were actually proving it, that it does exist and it does work. Maybe you have different ways and different levels of this kind of manifestations happening. You know, people talk about, I've been focused on me and my daughter getting along a whole lot better. And then sitting back and noticing that compared to 2 weeks ago when they wasn't speaking to each other, now they kind of glancing to hide each other. To me, that's still advancement. That shows something happened. So at least now they can be civil enough to say hi to each other, which you feel as in everything in this lifetime progresses, then pretty soon they're going to be able to progress to a certain point where they will be communicating with each other. See, it just takes the whole point. You know? What? Oh, I see. So you see what I'm saying? It's just one of those things. To sit there with the whole situation is perception. So think about that, huh? What are you going to do? And then think about whatever you say you're going to do, you really can. So what are you going to do? Are you going to sit there and think about it? Are you going to sit there and think about it? And then take it one step further and do the action. Because I guarantee you, once you put it all together, you're going to see some results. What kind of results are you going to see? Well, there's some people that did the thing with The Secret. They didn't want to look at the results they were getting. They wanted to see what they... I guess you'd say focus on the lack of. You know, when you focus on the lack of, then you have a tendency to attract that. It's like the old thing I said before, too. Think about this. If I sit here and said to you, these are the numbers. 3, 9, 11, 13. Okay, which numbers are missing? What's so funny about this whole thing is there are none. Okay, but the mind went right to the lack. There's a lack of numbers there. There's a lack of numbers. Okay, you see what I'm saying? It's a lack of numbers. There is no lack of numbers. I just gave you the numbers. 3, 9, 11, and 13. But the mind has a tendency to automatically, we have to work on that. So our mind won't go to the lack, so we can focus on abundance and prosperity. But, you know, we've been raised a certain way in our lives and that kind of stuff, and we have a tendency to see things just that way. So thank you guys all for being with me on the show. Thank you for all the people who called in. And like I said, tune in tomorrow. We're having Coral Ruby on the show, who's an 11-year-old sixth grader who has psychic dreams. And I think you're going to be really fascinated with her because I've talked to her myself, and she's just a darling, sweet girl. I mean, she is just so mature. It's just crazy. So check it out, the show tomorrow. Thank you all for being here.
I appreciate every one of you. And like I said, if you want to call me for private readings, the phone number is 937-838-6337. My website is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. If you want to donate money to the show, you go right to that website. It's down at the, way at the bottom of the page. It's actually set up where you can donate. If you want to donate a dollar, you can do that as well. If you don't want to, that's fine. Just call me and let's do some readings. I'll be more than happy to work with you, and I look forward to it. So thank you, and may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day, and we'll see you tomorrow, and thank you again. It's been a pleasure, as always.